Rich and Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What's going on Capitol Hill?
We're pointing fingers. We're casting blame. We're not working together in the way that the American people would expect us to do.
Democratic Congressman Jason Altmaier, as his party in the Senate attacks the revised debt relief plan Republicans could approve in the House today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The bill by House Speaker John Boehner is a short-term debt limit increase with deep spending cuts. Georgia freshman Republican Rob Woodall admits it's not perfect, but
this is the right way to do it, and I hope we do it this way again and again and again and again.
But the GOP bill faces opposition from a conservative bloc of Republicans, and Senate Democrats call it dead on arrival.
The Speaker's plan is on life support, and it's time for him to pull the plug.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer backs a Democrat plan extending the debt limit beyond the 2012 elections with dollar-for-dollar spending cuts, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, where there was a sell-off yesterday, in part on the uncertainty about all this, futures are actually up this morning. 9/11 first responders who have cancer will not be compensated from a special fund to set up for Ground Zero workers who got sick. That was reiterated last night at a town hall where federal officials say there's too little evidence linking cancer to anything at the site in New York. A disappointment to cancer sufferers like John Marshall.
We went down there as Americans. Do what we had to do. Help other people. And this is how they treat them. It's not right.
Four people are dead in a series of shootings in Colorado Springs last night. One of them in an AutoZone store. Police say the gunman is still on the loose after briefly holding a woman hostage. A tropical storm in the Gulf, Don, is bearing down on South Texas, where they could use the rain in a severe drought.
You got to be careful what you wish for. You like 3 or 4 inches. What you don't want is 10 or 11 inches to hit you all at once, because that'll cause some severe flooding.
Fort Atkinson with Fox TV affiliate KRIV in Houston. Tropical storm Don could hit around Corpus Christi somewhere tomorrow. Tropical storm watches are posted now. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
They say when one door closes, another opens. For ING Direct customers upset their bank is getting sold, there's this, Ally Bank. Ally Bank offers great rates, an award-winning online savings account, and no monthly maintenance fees, just like you're used to. Plus, Ally has no ATM fees nationwide, innovative products like Raise Your Rate CDs, and 24/7 live customer service, where phone customer satisfaction is over 90%. Go to allybank.com or call 1-877-247-ALLY. Member FDIC.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
If you're looking for a tough-as-nails tractor, Washington County Tractor has exactly what you need. A New Holland TS6020 cab tractor. At 90 PTO horsepower, they deliver big engine and hydraulic power at an economical price. The flat deck cab is ISO-mounted and spacious, so you work with genuine ease and comfort. Now available with air-conditioned cabs, these Ford tractor-based powertrains are a real value. Stop by a WC Tractor location in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see these plain and rugged tractors from New Holland. They're 100% muscle and a real value.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Do you want to save $9,000 on a new Silverado? Bubba Dixon here to tell you about the wrap-up closeout sale going on now at Tom Light Chevrolet. Get $9,000 off a Silverado Crew Cab or a Chevy Cruze for only $17,799.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, we won't lose your business over price. That's my family's name on the building and my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or tomlight.com.
Plus TTNL, stock numbers 51266 and 19154. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time homebuyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs.
And for our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub, one of my favorites.
You're not alone. Guess America's most popular sandwich meat.
Well, turkey does have a holiday.
Bingo, and we use premium smoked turkey breast.
Stop it, I'm drooling.
And everything's better with bacon.
I say bacon for president.
And the country's most popular dressing is?
Since we're talking Turkey Bacon Ranch, I'll say ranch.
You nailed it, just like we did with our creamy peppercorn ranch.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
Now guess America's most popular cheese.
Well, it ain't your cheesy jokes. I'll say lots of mozzarella.
Nope. Sharp cheddar makes everything better. In fact, our Turkey Bacon Ranch combines four of the country's most popular flavors.
Man, all your talking must be making you thirsty. Have a refreshing Firehouse Subs original cherry limeade.
You expecting a tip?
Nah. Here's the tip. Try our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com.
Summer is here and family vacations are just around the corner. But what do you do when you can't take all your family members with you? Give them the next best thing. A stay at the pet resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center. Indoor air-conditioned runs, luxury petite suites, premium veterinarian diets, and, of course, the love and personalized attention of a highly trained resort staff makes the stay at the pet resort at Aggieland Health Center the next best thing to going with you. Come by for a tour or call the pet resort at Aggieland Animal Health Center at 764-PETS for more information.
WTAW News Time, 6:08, 80 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers today. The high 102. We'll tell you more about that after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 10 years after a local woman was molested as a child, a Bryan man is off to prison. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
A Brazos County jury took only 11 minutes to convict 39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ambriz of indecency of a child. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Kapp says the illegal contact started when the victim was 5 and continued until she was 14. Kapp says authorities learned of this victim 10 years after the illegal contact ended. The prosecutor hopes this sends a signal to other victims that it's not too late to make a report.
I'm certain that a lot of victims have concern as time goes by that if they don't report it right away, no one's going to believe them, or that evidence is not going to be able to be found to corroborate what had happened to them. But what this jury has shown and the message that they have sent is that even after many years, the abusers of these children can still face justice.
During the punishment phase, the jury heard from two other women who testified Cruz molested them at the ages of 10 and 14. The jury took another 20 minutes to reach a sentence of 17 years. That's close to the maximum of 20 years. After that, Kapp says Cruz admitted to what he did to the other victims. In exchange and with the support of the victims and their families, Kapp says Cruz's sentences will be served all at once. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One member of College Station City Council wasn't at a workshop this week discussing the future of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, but Jess Field says he hasn't changed his mind about the property purchased for a future convention center. He wants it back in the hands of private ownership.
That was a private property, and it was owned by a private developer. It had businesses that were working in and out of there, and people who even today want to go in and do something with that property. The city is holding it kind of in an investment kind of mindset, But really, that's not our business.
Shield says it's time for College Station to cut its losses and run from Chimney Hill. A council majority directed city staff to investigate leasing more space with an eye on selling the property in the future. Bryan City Council is considering a rearrangement of its future capital improvement projects. Some that have been proposed have been withdrawn to ensure financing of improvements related to Bryan's share of the new Health Science Center campus. Councilman Mike Sutherland thought a higher priority was replacing the bridge on Briarcrest over the Earl Rudder Freeway.
That's a bridge that needs to be replaced or widened like we did over there at Over Reliance.
Right.
That's really hurting us. People are going now to College Station, to Lowe's and Walmart and HEB because it's faster to get down there than it is to try to cross that bridge. That's a real problem. Plus, our sales tax fell off in May 4%, so that's 974th worst in the state. So we got a problem with that. And I don't see how this bridge to nowhere is going to help us. I don't see how that's going to increase sales tax, property tax, or anything.
Chuck Condola told Sutherland he couldn't disagree more.
It's a multi-billion-dollar impact to our local economy and region. Spending $1 million to get a $9 billion bridge to do that is a slam dunk, in my opinion.
TxDOT's expected to award the $10 million project this December. Bryan's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million toward the parkway. And a group of New Hampshire Republicans plans to travel to Austin next week to encourage Governor Rick Perry to run for president. Former Republican National Committeeman Sean Mahoney and former state Republican Executive Director Paul Young are leading the New Hampshire delegation. They plan to talk to Perry about the importance of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Mahoney confirmed the trip Wednesday but says details are tentative. He says the delegation would include a handful of Republican activists who think Perry is someone the country needs right now. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 80 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35 horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates. All for only $16,649, our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52-horsepower tractor with the Kubota front-end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Time for the weather, brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Through today, sunshine and some scattered clouds, and again, hot near 100 this afternoon with an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, back in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, some occasional clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, and temperatures mostly into the mid-90s. Now, some of the moisture from Tropical Storm Dawn may affect us here by a later Friday night into Saturday with clouds and a risk of showers and thundershowers. It'll be in the mid-70s Friday night, around 90 Saturday, but it gets very hot again Sunday and beyond. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie football 5 weeks from Sunday, and we'll hear more about the Aggie defense. Tony Gerard Eddy will talk about how he agrees with Mike Sherman that the defense is going to be better in 2011. We'll talk about that. The Rangers lose again while the Angels throw a no-hitter, and the Astros stop their five-game losing streak. Got that and more coming up in sports.
So there's panic in the City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri. The world's largest men's underpants are missing.
Mm. Does he know it?
Were they being worn at the time?
No, I think they were given to the museum for display purposes.
So we got one big naked mannequin?
I'm not exactly sure how they have this. Yeah.
How they were displayed.
Nobody's got a clue where they are, and no one's sure when they even disappeared.
How big are they?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Excuse me. How big are they? Yeah.
Well, they're called the Big Galoot.
That's what they called the owner. He was the Big Galoot.
They're 8 feet. They're eight
behind his back.
8 feet wide.
Really?
Yeah. Again, I guess, I don't know. 8 feet times 12, that's 96. So we're talking like, is that like a 192-inch waistband?
That's what it sounds like, because you figure, you know.
Yeah, you got some stretch in there, you know.
Yeah, that's it. It could stretch. Yeah. Now, you think about that.
Yeah.
Because you probably
because you're going to have the Dunlop disease.
You got 5%. You figure you got 5% stretch? Is that about, was that fair? You got 5%
sure.
stretch
I've never
on
put
your...
a percentage estimate on it, so
no.
I'll well, just agree
yeah.
with you.
I'm just thinking if you wear like a 33, then, you know, you probably can't get yeah. more than about an inch and a half or 2 inches more out of that, can you?
Well, sometimes that stretches more than other times.
Okay, but so,
you know?
I mean, I want you to think about that. Let's say if it's even 10%, that makes the math really easy. That means that puppy had stretched 19 inches beyond what it is now.
I mean, you stretch whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
nobody goes out there and says, well, gee, I've gained a couple of pounds. I need to go buy some new
yeah.
underwear.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the first thing on the list.
Yeah.
Need new right. draws.
The museum's manager noticed yesterday that they were missing. It says here, from the spot on the wall.
Excuse me?
What a
poor choice of words.
Exactly.
yeah.
It's place on the wall would have been
yeah.
better.
Yeah, location.
Yeah. Right, right.
But he says he really can't remember the last time he saw it. He says he thinks the last time he really remembers seeing it was a few years ago. How big?
Don't they pretty much, you know, knock your eye out, don't you think?
So can you go to the website for the City Museum of St. Louis and let's see if... I mean, and I don't know. I'm not sure that this is like a junior Smithsonian or anything like that. I'm not sure that
and
they have.
I hear they got a great museum, but yeah, boy, it's not as good anymore now.
Yeah,
yeah,
I just,
yeah. I heard one of their,
now the drawers are gone.
It's not like they have pictures there.
Yeah, like an empty spot on the wall. Well,
according to their website, there's something for everyone.
Really?
Well, not now.
Yeah. Well, now everyone's kind of an all-encompassing statement.
Well, I don't
you wouldn't
know.
Want to try to wrap everybody up in that.
If there's,
yeah.
There's some guy that only wanted to go for the underwear. Yeah.
You know, you could have two people standing like one in each leg hole and take pictures. That
yeah.
could work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Anyway, well, I hope that they're returned. I wonder if there's a ransom note being put together right now.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah. 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 Took a train, a plane,
a bus. Please return.
If you ever want to see these again.
Our big drawers.
Yeah, are they, is there a picture with someone holding a pair of scissors to them?
Hey folks, this is Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. My kids are always arguing about what's more important to people when they buy a car.
They want to be treated nice. They want a great price.
I tell them, folks want to be treated nice and they want a great price. Like a 2011 Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $19,296. Or the all-new Chrysler 200 that gets 31 miles per gallon for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
That's why folks choose the Team of Navasota. Just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike, Team of Navasota, where you get a nice price.
Hey, it's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 28th of July. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Actor Daryl Hickman is 80 years old. That's the brother of Dwayne, I guess
right? It is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's 80 years old today. Cartoonist Jim Davis, who does Garfield, is 66 years old today. Linda Kelsey was in Lou Grant. She's 65 years old. Singer Jonathan Edwards is 65 today. Oh, from All in the Family, actress Sally.
Whoa.
Struthers is 63 years old today. Georgia Engel, remember her from the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Coach. She was sort of the ditzy blonde who talked ditzy, is 63 years old today. From Deep Purple, guitarist Steve Morse turns 57 years old. 90210 actress Lori Loughlin is 47. Ah, Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls and Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah, she wore clothes in one and didn't in the other.
Well, right. She wanted to scrub her image of that Saved by the Bell. She didn't want to have that around her neck like an albatross for her entire career.
No, but now she has Showgirls
yeah.
around her
well,
neck.
Well, but again, see, it showed mm-hmm. her ability to stretch as an actress, shall we say.
Yeah. Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, she's 39 years old
well,
today.
Okay, then.
Drummer Todd Anderson from Heartland is 63 years old. And Soulja Boy, the rapper.
Been here.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Is he the one that did that basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, that basketball warm-up
thing.
He did
the Maroon Madness
yeah,
thing
there you go.
20 years ago.
Yeah, 21 years old.
Oh, so he could actually go to Northgate now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know that was the first thing he said when his plane hit the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, only 21. Bill Bradley, the... NBA All-Star and U.S. Senator and former presidential candidate.
And Rhodes Scholar.
Turned 68 years old today. And that's all I got.
Well, yeah, that's probably enough. I thought I'd gotten, in fact, backup birthdays just in case.
Oh, you did?
Because it didn't seem like they're
doing well, you know, it was a decent
but, no,
day.
It was
but,
okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still more amazed over the museum.
Oh, did you do some homework?
Well, I just see that they have the shoelace factory there.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at their collection.
It has a place for you to click for more pictures as if being able to see more shoelaces is what you'd want. Do you get to buy those? And, you know, is there anything worse than when the little crimper
comes off
at the end?
Yeah, because then it gets all frayed.
I believe it's called the aglet.
That's right, it is.
We have established that on this show.
That's right,
it's all frayed. Then you got to stick it in your mouth and get, you know, spit them on it and make it spiral again.
I just use a little scotch tape.
Well,
just, you know.
You did?
I just
really?
Buy new shoelaces.
Well, or you can do that and wear better.
God, were you guys hobos in a former life? I mean.
Well, no, but that's what my mama taught me. Is just, you know, put it in your mouth and get it a little damp. And
that's
and,
assuming you have to lace it up every time. I
well, yeah,
choose not to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes.
Oh, you just slide your pennies on?
Yeah.
You slide them on, slide them off?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't have to unlace them to put your feet in them unless you're having some sort of really serious foot issue.
I had you pegged as being a militant unlacer relacer every time.
You know, not really. Yeah. Hey, speaking of that.
Oh, you thought he took them all out and hung them up? Is
so
that right?
No. Just when you take your shoes off, you have to completely untie them, put them back on retie them.
Never.
No. Matter of fact, if you can get away without even untying them at all and still getting them back on. There's a deal.
That's why God created Velcro, isn't that right?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, here we are in panic, power, catastrophe, crisis, politics mode. And here's the latest fear-mongering from Nancy Pelosi.
A budget deficit is an excuse for the Republicans to undermine government, plain and simple. They don't just want to make cuts. They want to destroy. They want to destroy food safety, clean air, clean water, the Department of Education. They want to destroy your rights. They do not like government, and they're using that as an excuse to destroy.
Typical Democrat 101 1970 strategy.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, imagine opening up your front door and then coming face to face with your identity thief. You know, the criminal who didn't just use your credit cards. This crook knows where you live. Now, that's what Fox News reported about one woman. Now, fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock, who alerted her that someone was buying cell phones with her identity. Now, the phones were being shipped to her home, where the thieves would lie in wait. Now, imagine a criminal staking out your house, watching your family. Now, she said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that they were coming, and that LifeLock services are legit, and they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth every penny. Now, LifeLock is on a mission to stop all identity theft from starting, and right here with our listeners, you can protect yourself. Now, the call takes less than 5 minutes, plus you will receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. Mention promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-440-4926, 1-800-440-4926. 800-440-4926, or go to the web, LifeLock.com.
Foreclosure slowing down. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Joan Jones. Foreclosure activity slowed in most of the nation's largest metro areas during the first half of the year. Sounds good, but the decline is only because of delays in the process. Lenders are still going through documentation problems that first showed up last fall and forced many of them to resubmit paperwork on properties slated for foreclosure. Well, the pace of economic growth slowing down over the past several months, according to the Federal Reserve's Beige Book survey, the downbeat assessment, and Washington's foot dragging over the debt plunged stocks deep into the red Wednesday. The Dow Industrials lost 198 points. This morning's futures are on the flat side. An hour before today's opening bell, we'll get the word on last week's first-time unemployment claims. Shortly after, it's the update on last month's pending home sales. Sky News reports that HSBC Holdings may soon announce 10,000 job cuts as the banking services outfit goes on a cost-saving effort. I'm Joan Jones with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her.
The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 102 for a high temperature today. Got a 20% chance of showers out there. Heat index about 102 or so. And winds at about 5 to 10. Tonight, a 79 or so for our low. Not quite so. And 20% chance of showers today and tonight. Not quite so warm tomorrow. 96 is our high. Going to be watching that disturbance out in the Gulf and see if that might be bringing some rain in here. Matter of fact, as it looks right now, they got a 40% chance of rain on Friday night, 50-50 on Saturday. May improve. It kind of just depends on how that thing moves along and where it makes its landfall in Texas, and, of course, how intense. But a little bit of rain out of that would be nice. Humidity 82% right now. Winds are from the south at 5. We have partly cloudy skies looking at 80 degrees.
You know what I don't understand? I'm hearing people say, I need to lose weight for the summer. I'm going on vacation, going to the beach, want to wear my swimsuit again. Why not lose weight? Why not get fit as a lifestyle choice? Because you want to feel better. You want to live longer. If you want to get fit, call my trainer, Ashley Bergen, at FitU. She can help you with the nutrition, and of course, Ashley will help you with the workouts. Get fit for life. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900. That's 492-1900.
You can shoot spectacular photographs this summer if you try a few tricks from the experts. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances valued at $397 or more. And saving gets even easier with free haul away and delivery that's really free. Just pick out the latest from GE, Maytag, or LG and let the delivery guys do the rest. We're lowering the cost of an easier upgrade with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you take good photographs?
When most people go to shoot a vacation picture, they center everything. The horizon line is in the center of the picture. The person is in the center of the frame. Every single thing is centered.
Digital photography expert Scott Kelby.
If you want to make your work look more professional, you're going to either put your horizon line at the top third or the bottom third. And you're going to put your subject either to the left third or to the right third. And that is a huge, huge thing is in composing the pictures like a pro. They call it the rule of thirds, and you'll hear photographers talk about that quite a bit.
Scott says, try to avoid taking photographs of just things.
Unless you're out there like trying to shoot the Grand Canyon, one of the things that brings a life and excitement to photos is people and getting people into the act and shooting from angles that, you know, a lot of times if you're shooting low, you want to get your kids in the picture. Don't be afraid to get on the ground and shoot up where you'll get some amazing pictures. It's great to climb up on a bench and shoot down at the kids laying in the grass. Anytime you change the perspective from what everybody else always does, all of a sudden people go, wow, you've got a really good eye.
And now with digital photography, Scott says what you do with the picture after you take it is very important.
When you go from your camera into your computer and start cropping and retouching and being creative, that's where the fun is. That's the part that you couldn't do before.
There's a link to Scott's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Yeah. Getting a sideways look, there's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with another high over 100 degrees. We'll tell you more about your forecast after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The report of one child being molested ended with a Bryan man going to prison for sex crimes against three young girls. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ombres was convicted of indecency of a child. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capps says that victim was attacked when she was between the ages of 5 and 14. Capps says that became known during a Bryan police investigation the summer before last involving a second victim.
And in the course of investigating that offense, Detective Loop was able to uncover evidence of this continuous and systematic abuse of another victim throughout the 1990s, and in the course of his investigation was able to confront the defendant and in interview with the facts that he'd learned in his investigation, and the defendant admitted his conduct.
The prosecutor says the jury took only 11 minutes to convict Cruz of the crimes against the first victim. During the punishment phase, the second and a third victim testified Cruz molested them when they were 10 and 14. The jury spent 20 minutes before deciding on a 17-year prison term, near the maximum of 20 years. Capp says Cruz then admitted to the crimes against the other victims in exchange for the girls and their families not going through two more trials. All of Cruz's punishment will be served at the same time. Capp says the victim's family supported that recommendation. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, into his second year on College Station City Council, Jess Field says there's some movement to reduce City Hall red tape. Fields thinks more can be done, though. One example is helping small business owners who want to remodel.
I think that there needs to be some allowance there for flexibility within what can and can't be improved. That's a very simple kind of change, but it doesn't have to be, again, anarchy to just be pro-growth. You know, if you allow people to make some reasonable changes to their business, that's not crazy. I mean, that's common sense. So moving more in that direction, I think, is a positive. And again, as I said, and I've said this since I got on council, I feel like the council's moving more in that direction. And so that's a big positive for our citizens.
Another area involves housing developments.
For example, we limit the number of cul-de-sacs that you can build when somebody's developing a neighborhood, because we want continuity. But really, if you're thinking about it, if somebody builds a neighborhood off of the city, kind of an offshoot like Pebble Creek is, you know, Pebble Creek's not a key to continuity in the city College Station. What would be wrong with a neighborhood like that having more cul-de-sacs?
Field says he doesn't want to swing the pendulum too far the other way, where there are concerns, in his words, of developers running amok. One of the ways next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan is going to end up with a surplus without raising the property tax levy is reducing the amount spent on capital projects. Interim City Manager Keene Register told City Council they're proposing to spend $3 million in that area.
My preference would not be to increase the debt issuance, and that every dollar we increase on that side, we have to cut another dollar from the general fund. We're just too close on the reserve requirement right now, so that's why we tried to keep it at the $3 million level. It'd be great if we could go borrow $8 million or $4 million, but I just don't think it's realistic to do that right now.
Most of this week's workshop discussion was generated by Councilman Mike Sutherland. He questioned Public Works Director Jason Barfnecht why millions of dollars were dropped from other projects in favor of funding the extension of Health Science Center Parkway and a freeway-style exit at Highway 47.
What benefit do we gain by building that extension and participating in that bridge that overshadows getting rid of some of these other projects?
The city can put in $1 million and get a $9 or $10 million bridge. Seems like a pretty good investment at this point in time. may open up that corridor for future development.
Brian's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million going toward the Parkway extension. TxDOT is expected to award the project this December. And forecasters say Tropical Storm Don in the southern Gulf of Mexico is tracking toward southeast Texas and is expected to make landfall late Friday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says it doesn't appear the storm will strengthen into a hurricane. National Weather Service says the storm should make landfall north of Corpus Christi with rainfall of about 1 to 2 inches, but it's not going to be enough to have a sustained impact on the drought. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 79 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
Badges aren't given. They're earned. Through strength, like the available 390 horsepower 5.7 liter Hemi V8 engine that gets up to 20 mpg highway. And through dedication, with a 5-year, 100,000 mile powertrain warranty. Badges every Ram truck has worn for over 30 years. Drive home your own badge of honor at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event. Finance through Ally and get 0% APR financing or $7,000 in total values with Rambox on Ram 1500 Crew Cab Lone Star Edition. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Values include cash allowances, $750 package discount based on package items of purchase separately versus package MSRP. Offer ends 8/31/11. EPA estimated fuel economy, 1500 4x2 Hemi V8. Actual results may vary. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, it's hot once again with mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures during this afternoon near 100, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, low temperature upper 70s. Tomorrow, mostly mid-90s with periods of clouds and sun, a slight chance of thunderstorms, and perhaps a bit of tropical moisture moving in for Friday night and Saturday, so a lot of clouds then with the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and not quite as hot, middle 70s Friday night and around 90 on Saturday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to talk about the Aggie defense and how they're going to get along without people like Lucas Patterson, Michael Hodges, and Von Miller. And they say they'll get along just fine, even have a better defense. We'll talk about that. The Astros lose, but the Astros win and the Rangers lose. Got that and some trades in the NFL and more coming up in sports.
Oh, good. Be people changing jerseys.
Yeah, they will be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be watching that with
I know you will.
Renewed interest. Mm.
Yeah. So. Renewed over what you had before.
Yeah, exactly right. So Chase had the story this morning that people there in New Hampshire casting about looking for a Republican champion. Now, do we know how big this group will be that might head down to Capital City?
I think they average about 6 feet, 190 pounds.
Okay. Sounds average to me. Mm-hmm. How many of them will be carrying signs that say, Run, Rick, Run?
I don't know.
You know, defaulting to that. How many of them will bring new pairs of tennies?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
What they ought to remember, though, is the story of our governor. They need to all be holding up fanny packs that have laser...
don't come dressed as a coyote.
No, don't do that. Come holding a fanny pack that, albeit a plate pistol, that has a laser sight on it. Make him feel like he's right at home. Of course, he will be at home. He'll be in Austin. Most folks who will be going down here have seen what Governor Perry stands for in his strong conservative record. Those are the words of a New Hampshire activist named Sean Mahoney. It was quoted in Chase's News. Mr. Perry scheduled to headline a dinner fundraiser for leading New Hampshire conservative organization in October.
Sean Mahoney. Could he have a better Irish name?
And Perry. I mean, there you go. I mean, yeah, so kinship.
That's right.
We'll be talking to Bill Flores this morning in about an hour.
Not Irish.
No, don't think so. Postponed that because really there was, I think it worked better in his schedule today. There's nothing new yet. Well, there is something new.
Nothing new under the sun?
The speaker came out with a second plan because The last one he had, the Congressional Budget Office said, "Nah, it's not very impressive." So he came up with something that's more impressive: front loading some budget cuts.
This whole debt ceiling thing, and I guess, you know, we could argue politics in general, but this is just to narrow the focus down to this. It is ecclesiastical in a lot of ways. I mean, in terms of reminding you of there is nothing new under the sun.
Mr. Boehner called the troops together yesterday. Apparently ordered them to, quote, get your ass in line, unquote. That's the Speaker of the House.
That's what he said.
He did.
I guess he was saying that to not only Tea Partiers who might say the cuts aren't deep enough, but to moderates who would say, no, we need to compromise more.
Yeah, I think, and farmers with their donkeys with them, I think is what he was talking about.
Yeah. That's right. That's what he was talking about. That's
exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, that's talking about, you know, hurting their livestock. Yeah,
exactly.
But apparently in said meeting, he told the members of the caucus, hey, we've got support for this plan in the Senate, so let's go ahead and vote this in. Shortly thereafter, a letter signed by 53 senators came to the Speaker and said, no, you don't have it. You don't have our support. So they're playing a little of this stuff, and what they're going to have to do is whatever this thing is, and the chances are pretty good. And again, we'll talk to Bill Flores about it. They're probably going to vote after the market closes today. Okay, so it's going to be a late day for the members of the House. Because if you remember...
Do you think they'll push it back to tomorrow?
No, I think they'll do it today.
Because that way you let another market day get out of the way and you've got the weekend.
Yeah, but I don't think they have that time to spare, quite honestly. But, you know, again, the other thing is part of this deal, and we'll discuss this with him, part of this deal has, you know, they want to do a constitutional amendment. And that's problematic at best. I mean, it takes a lot of people paying a lot of attention, more than U.S. Americans normally do, to get a constitutional amendment passed. And so the idea of the debt ceiling, when in fact many countries in Europe don't have a debt ceiling, they kind of scoff at us that we decide we want to go through this whole political theater. But then again, that's what it is political theater.
I understand how you can say that the constitutional amendment is problematic. What I don't understand is how I just don't understand it, how anyone could be against the United States living within its means.
Oh, not at all. Obviously, we have that in Texas, and we find ways to get around it. I mean, we do smoke and mirrors. We kick the can down the road. It can be done. The idea of showing a level of responsibility is something that, you know, wouldn't be bad. The image of Congress continuing to get worse, Rasmussen report. 46% of likely voters think most members of Congress are corrupt in some way. And get this, 85% of those polled, and again, would be voters, think most members of Congress are more interested in helping their own careers than helping other people.
You know what we should do? We should have a national lottery in which everyone that is a registered voter is automatically entered and will be guaranteed to win, and everyone gets to vote in a different congressional election.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, because that way everybody get voted out there.
Oh, that way. Okay.
Can you imagine if people in Texas had the opportunity to vote against Nancy Pelosi?
Sure. Oh yeah. Okay.
I mean, people in San Francisco had the opportunity to vote against one of the more John Boehner.
It would be interesting just to see what it did to the voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be a true game changer.
I think what you would have is you might have the largest turnover ever in the House.
Yeah, because you're opening a window on the other side of the House then. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not doing the same thing that you've always been doing. Yeah, that's probably even better than none of the above. That's, get a chance to pick and choose where you want to vote. But, you know, there you go. 85% think that they're in it for their own career rather than helping other people.
Only 85%?
Yeah, I know. Mitt Romney has already listed his potential running mates.
Really?
Yeah, he was speaking at a Virginia fundraiser. So, of course, while he's there, he mentions the governor of Virginia, of course, Bob McDonnell. He mentioned Chris Christie, also Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. The former Massachusetts governor still considered the front runner in the GOP primary, but somebody who's not even in the race yet, gaining on him, that's right. That's right. Gallup poll reports that without Sarah Palin in the race, Rick Perry only trails Mr. Romney by 5 points right now. So we'll see what happens. The Gallup poll, in expanding its findings, quote, Governor Perry is also the only one of the three late deciders whose support numerically exceeds Michelle Bachmann in their simulations. Speaking of the deciders, as the 10th anniversary of 9/11 approaches, George Bush has decided to share his thoughts. He will do an interview with National Geographic Channel. Cesar Millan will ask the question. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. The Hollywood Reporter has the exclusive on excerpts from the interview, which was filmed days after the killing of Osama bin Laden. Mr. Bush said he was at a Dallas restaurant with his wife, Laura, when the Secret Service told him he had a call from the White House. He returned home and took the call, and he was briefed by Mr. Obama on what had happened. The interviewer is a guy... Yeah.
He had a call from the White House. Who made the call? I mean, whose cell phone rang? I mean, was it somebody... Somebody called his house, and what somebody at his house then had to call one of the Secret Service agents. I mean,
yeah. How does all that work, and how long did it take? And, you know, then you have to get back home.
I just pictured him getting a text message, OMG, need to get home right now.
Yeah. Did they get a doggy bag?
Yeah.
You know, did the styro container get there later after the discussion? Peter Schnall?
Sure.
We'll do the interview. There were 4 months of back and forth negotiations before Mr. Bush finally agreed. He did not ask to see the questions in advance, nor did he request final approval of the film. The interview will premiere, circle it on your calendars, August the 28th. That'll be a Sunday. And on the National Geographic Channel, if you get that, kicking off a week of programming that'll be related to the 10th anniversary of 9/11. So there you are, the president speaking, former president speaking on that. Okay, that's enough for now. It's 6:46.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You've probably heard me say that fall is an outstanding time for landscaping improvements. You can make your plans now for what you want to do in 4, 6, or 8 weeks. You've determined that you want to do it this year. Now you're wondering how best to develop your plans. That is, how to choose a designer and how it all should progress. Planning your landscape project. I'll be back with details after this message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. We're going to have to raise the subscription price. This is the last week of this offer. You must call today if you'd like to subscribe at the 2005 rates. 1 year for $21.95, 2 years for $40.95, or 3 years for $56.95. Even if you've never seen the magazine, I'll guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. This is good for new and renewing subscribers. Get the 7-year-old subscription prices through this week only by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Every word of our magazine is written by the finest garden writers in Texas. Every word written specifically for the Lone Star State. The 2005 prices through this week only will not be extended. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you're dealing with a major garden design project, you may want to hire a registered landscape architect. These men and women have college degrees, and their training includes much more than just plant choice and placement. They're skilled in the physics of retaining walls, water movement, specifications for concrete, and other like sciences. However, they also have an eye for the bigger picture. They have the vision. They bring the dream. Many of these artists are employed by large firms that do primarily commercial work, large-scale work, but some also do residences. If your project is smaller or if you just need someone who really knows plants, you can work with a skilled landscape designer. That's a less official term. That person may or may not be college trained, and odds are that they work in a nursery. In most cases, they know their plants seamlessly. Some will do small plans at no charge when you buy your plants from their nurseries, but more and more retail garden centers now offer complete packages with detailed drawings and even turnkey installations. Of course, it's also very possible that you want to tackle the designing yourself, and that's also fine. However, if you're unsure of the plants or if you're nervous about your design skills, call in a pro before it's too late. Mistakes are a lot easier to correct before the boulders are placed and the big trees are set. If you're using outside help, ask for references. It's fine if they send you to some of their more recent jobs, but you probably also want to visit with customers who are 2 or 3 years behind. See how the plantings are maturing. Ask about follow-up if the designer stood by their sides as the work was progressing. Good designers are there for any questions that might arise. Most of all, pay close attention to the looks and feels of their various gardens. See if they parallel what you'd like your landscape to look like. You have to be comfortable with the craftsman you're hiring. Keep shopping until you are. Gather images of landscapes you like, both out of publications and from photos you've taken of the attractive landscapes around you. By the time you duplicate their efforts, things will be different enough that no one's going to doubt your originality. Draw from them the things you like and leave behind those you don't. Establish a list of priorities. The designer will like to know that. What do you want to accomplish with this garden design, and what's most important to you first? If you're redoing an existing landscape, develop a list of things that can stay. Big shade trees and large shrubs have real value. You probably want to leave those, maybe the driveway, maybe the walks. Landscaping is exciting. However, like any journey you take, it has to have a good roadmap, a good plan. I'm Neil Sperry. True facts about tree roots in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
First look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville at 651, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, with the loss of defenders like Von Miller, Lucas Patterson, and Michael Hodges, Coach Mike Sherman still says the Aggie defense will be better in 2011, and he has his defense buying into that. Lineman Tony Gerard Eddy recently talked to Scott Clendenin.
We want to continue with a lot of the same things that we did last year, but also we have a lot of areas that we can improve in. And last year we was just getting the defense in, but this year is more reacting, and we're going to be playing a lot faster. So we're looking forward to great things on the defense side of the ball next year.
I know there's some question marks that when you lose one guy on a defensive front, but when you're playing a 3-4, it's not like it. You got two or three guys you have to replace. What do you expect from the guys that are maybe new to some people, but have been working with you all summer? What have y'all been doing?
We got a lot of guys, a couple of guys who are going to be huge for us. We got Ben Bass, who's a senior. He had some spots last year where he shined a lot. We got Spencer Needy, who's been here, and he was a true freshman. This will be his junior year, so he's ready to play. We got Kirby Ennis, who redshirted last year but was a true freshman. People may have forgot about him. So we got a lot of guys who are going to contribute tremendously to the defensive line.
And the Aggies open with SMU September the 4th at Kyle Field. That's 5 weeks from Sunday. So how much did the new NFL collective bargaining agreement and its rookie salary cap cost former A&M linebacker Von Miller? Well, the number two overall draft pick this year by the Denver Broncos. Well, last year's number two pick in Don McKenzie out of Nebraska signed for $68 million over 5 years, or about $13.6 million a year. Yesterday it was reported that Miller signed for $21 million over 4 years, or about $5.2 million a year. So, yeah, the new deal probably cost Miller about $47 million total, or about $8 million a year. But he told the media in Colorado that he believed that he would make it up in future contracts, and that he's been playing football all his life for free anyway, so he wasn't worried about it. North Carolina has fired football coach Butch Davis. The school issued a statement yesterday announcing Davis's dismissal 9 days before the start of preseason practice. Chancellor Holden Thorpe says the decision was not prompted by any changes in the ongoing NCAA investigation into possible improper benefits and academic misconduct in the football program. Rather, Thorpe said he, quote, lost confidence in our ability to come through this without harming the way people think of this institution. The school scheduled a news conference for today to discuss the dismissal. The Texas Rangers lost and the LA Angels won on Urban Santana's no-hitter yesterday, so the Rangers' lead in the AL West shrinks to 2 games over the Angels. Since their 12-game winning streak, the Rangers have lost 5 out of 8, including a 7-2 setback yesterday to the Twins in Arlington. They'll finish that 4-game set with Minnesota tonight and then be off to Toronto for the weekend. Santana threw the first no-hitter for the Angels since 1984 in beating Cleveland 3-1. Houston Astros stopped a 5-game losing streak by beating the Cardinals 4-2 in St. Louis. They finish that 4-game series tonight and then head to Milwaukee for the weekend. And the Brazos Valley Bombers got 2 RBIs from Cameron Scherer and a 7-strikeout performance from Alec Mills and shut out the East Texas Pumpjacks 5-0 last night at Driller Park in Kilgore. They'll play again there tonight and then head to Victoria to play the Generals this weekend. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:55. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you need a relaxing massage or a deep tissue therapeutic massage? Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa has the relaxation experience for any massage. Call and book your appointment with Jennifer today at 693-0350. Remember to book your appointment with Jennifer at Riviera Day Spa. Call 693-0350 today. Whether your goal is to enhance your current beauty regimen, achieve a brand new look, or simply relax and get away from everyday stresses, call the experienced staff at Riviera Salon and Day Spa at 693-0350 to book your appointment today.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange would like to thank you for voting us the best of the Brazos Valley for buying gold and silver. With gold at an all-time high, now is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, and silver to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are honored to be selling the From Soldier to Soldier bracelet, which is a designer version of the survival bracelets worn by thousands of U.S. and Allied soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. The From Soldier to Soldier bracelet is a stylish fashion statement with a conscience. They are made in the USA, come in 5 sizes and several colors for men or women. Significant proceeds from the sales will go to the Homes for Our Troops and other organizations assisting wounded soldiers and their families. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where your dreams come true within your budget. We are on College Avenue and College Station, or call us at 846-2400.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us Best Insurance Agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch.
Whoa, a ranch? We're raising livestock?
Nope, we're raising expectations.
Can a Firehouse Sub be any better?
Yep, we're always creating even tastier combinations. In fact, we've put 4 of the country's most popular flavors in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub.
4 ringers in 1 sub? Man, we're stacking the deck.
We are stacking the sub and stacking it deep with steaming hot smoked turkey breast.
The best turkey ever.
Crispy bacon.
Bacon.
Peppercorn ranch dressing.
Creamy awesomeness.
And sharp cheddar cheese.
For that extra kick.
It's 4 of America's most popular flavors done Firehouse style in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub.
Not sure we'll ever top this sub.
That's why I always say, our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Whoops. Figured out how we can improve our Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub with an icy cup of our original cherry limeade.
That's my brother, always thinking.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehousesubs.com.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35 horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649. Our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX 5100 52 horsepower tractor with the Kubota front end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2929.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's still a standoff.
We're not going to give him a $2.5 trillion blank check.
Instead, House Speaker John Boehner wants to send the president his revised plan, even as Democrats in the Senate call it dead before arrival. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The speaker's short-term debt limit increase is in danger with his own members, and the Republican leadership is making a strong push to sell the plan to Tea Party conservatives.
At this point in time, we've got to find a vehicle that will pass that will insist that the cuts in spending are bigger than the increase in the debt limit.
Speaker John Boehner on the Laura Ingraham radio show, but even if the Boehner bill clears the House, it's marked for defeat in the Senate.
Every Democratic senator will vote against it.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has his own legislation, extending the debt limit into 2013 with more than $2 trillion in spending cuts, Dave.
Jared, healthcare is going to keep getting pricier. The government's Medicare office predicts by 2020, costs will rise from $2.7 trillion now to $4.6 trillion. Tropical Storm Don is bearing down on South Texas, but some people like Rick Matt, who owns an orchard, and Tom Ball might welcome it.
Oh, I just wanted to sneak in on us with lots of rain, that's all.
That's because they're having a severe drought. Don could hit around Corpus Christi tomorrow. A movie premiere gone bad in Hollywood. Thousands showed up to watch a documentary about a rave party. Too many, so the film was canceled, and people threw rocks and vandalized cars. Riot police showed up.
There were rubber bullets fired at people.
But in the end, only two arrests were reported and no one injured. He's on crutches, hurt trying to chase a burglar at his hotel room in San Francisco. Who is Alex Trebek?
We got most of our stuff back, except for the one piece of jewelry that I ever wear. It's a bracelet my mother gave me many years ago, so that's gone.
The Jeopardy host ruptured an Achilles tendon in the chase. The suspect was later caught. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who didn't just use your credit cards. This crook knows where you live. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock, who alerted her that someone was buying cell phones with her identity. She discovered the phones were being shipped to her home, where the thieves would lie in wait. Imagine a criminal staking out your house, watching your family. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known they were coming, and added, LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes. Plus, you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-440-8579. 1-800-440-8579. 1-800-440-8579.
Have you talked to a friend that's had a for sale sign in their yard for, okay, longer than they ever thought they would have to have one? Granted, the housing market may be down according to some, but depending on who your realtor is, that can make all the difference. You don't want to see dust collecting on that for sale sign in your front yard, and that's not going to happen if you use Zweiker and Associates. Why? Because they're going to work with you to make sure that your home stands out above the rest. If you have not checked out ZARealEstate.com, please do so before you put your home on the market. Before you choose your realtor, find out what Zweiker and Associates does for their clients. Professional photography, virtual tours, 360-degree virtual tours to put the potential buyer right in your home. snappy, crystal clear photography done by a professional photographer to make your home stand out. Check them out online, zarealestate.com. Zweiker & Associates, zarealestate.com.
For 4 days only, you are the star. Walk away with huge savings at Ashley Furniture Home Store of College Station's Red Carpet Savings event. Get up to 20% savings on your entire purchase, paid with cash, check, or credit card. And there will be special interest-free financing available as well. And for the first time ever, save an incredible 25% on all accessories. The Red Carpet Savings event is 4 days only, Friday, July 20th through Monday, August 1st, at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Be the star. Shine under the lights and get the furniture you've been waiting for. See store for details.
You know, the heat, Mother Nature does change the way we have to interact in this whole life cycle of bugs and other critters, because with the heat, with the drought, those critters start moving around. Some of them have six legs, some of them have four, some have eight. And they need to get to water, they need to get to shade, they want to be in a situation that's more hospitable for them, and quite often that means your home or maybe your garage or an outbuilding. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services is here to make sure that there's a barrier between you and them. ABC Home and Commercial Services has been doing this kind of work for decades. They know all the secrets. They know how those things get into your buildings or your home, and they have a way to kill the ones that are already there and stop new ones from invading. Also, remember your lawn, the outside of your house. You want to have that looking good? Well, you know, ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you there as well. They're specialists when it comes to making sure that your surroundings are the way that you want. Could be just a one-time setup to clean your yard up as you get ready. Or it could be, and we're seeing this right now with the weather so hot, it's very difficult to keep your lawn healthy and green looking. Well, folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can be doing things now to help you make sure that next year you're going to look better than ever. So give them a call at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 79 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 102 degrees, the heat index 105. We'll tell you more about that after this look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. 10 years after a local woman was molested as a child, a Bryan man is now off to prison. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
A Brazos County jury took only 11 minutes to convict 39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ambriz of indecency of a child. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capp says the illegal contact started when the victim was 5 and continued until she was 14. Capp says authorities learned of this victim 10 years after the illegal contact ended. The prosecutor hopes this sends a signal to other victims that it's not too late to make a report.
I'm certain that a lot of victims have concern as time goes by that if they don't report it right away, no one's going to believe them, or that evidence is not going to be able to be found to corroborate what had happened to them. But what this jury has shown and the message that they have sent is that even after many years, the abusers of these children can still face justice.
During the punishment phase, the jury heard from two other women who testified Cruz molested them at the ages of 10 and 14. The jury took another 20 minutes to reach a sentence of 17 years. That's close to the maximum of 20 years. After that, Cap says Cruz admitted to what he did to the other victims. In exchange, and with the support of the victims and their families, Cap says Cruz's sentences will be served all at once. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One member of College Station City Council wasn't at a workshop this week discussing the future of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, but Jess Field says he hasn't changed his mind about the property purchased for a future convention center. He wants it back in the hands of private ownership.
That was a private property, and it was owned by a private developer. It had businesses that were working in and out of there, and people who even today want to go in and do something with that property. The city is holding it kind of in an investment kind of mindset, but really that's not our business.
Field says it's time for College Station to cut its losses and run from Chimney Hill.
I think that if we were a private developer, we would have already developed the property or at least sold it or something. Instead, we've held on to it, and we have three businesses there, and the rest of the thing is vacant. It's clear that we need to sell it, and we need to let somebody turn it into something awesome, because it's a great piece of property right in the smack dab center of College Station. It doesn't flood.
A council majority directed city staff to investigate leasing more space with an eye on selling the property in the future. Bryan City Council is considering a rearrangement of its future capital improvement projects. Some that have been proposed have been withdrawn to ensure financing of improvements related to Bryan's share of the new Health Science Center campus. Councilman Mike Sutherland thought a higher priority was replacing the bridge on Briarcrest over the Earl Rudder Freeway.
That's a bridge that needs to be replaced or widened like we did over there at Old Reliance.
Right.
That's really hurting us. People are going now to College Station, to Lowe's and Walmart and HEB because it's faster to get down there than it is to try to cross that bridge. That's a real problem. Plus, our sales tax fell off in May 4%, so that's 974th worst in the state. So we got a problem with that. And I don't see how this bridge to nowhere is going to help us. I don't see how that's going to increase sales tax, property tax, or anything.
Chuck Condola told Sutherland he couldn't disagree more about the need for the freeway-style exit at Highway 47 and what will become Health Science Center Parkway.
It's a multi-billion dollar impact to our local economy and region. Spending $1 million to get a $9 billion bridge to do that is a slam dunk in my opinion.
The TxDOT is expected to award the $10 million project this December. Bryan's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million toward the parkway. And a group of New Hampshire Republicans plans to travel to Austin next week to encourage Governor Rick Perry to run for president. Former Republican National Committee member Sean Mahoney and a former state Republican executive are leading the delegation. They plan to talk to the governor about the importance of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Mahoney confirmed the trip Wednesday, but says details are tentative. He says the delegation will include a handful of Republican activists who think Perry is someone the country needs right now. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 79 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. I want to say thank you to all of our loyal customers for a great year. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't stop by and see us, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we truly care. We provide you with the best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you coming back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Hey, good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, sunshine and some scattered clouds, and again, hot near 100 this afternoon with an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, back in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, some occasional clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, and temperatures mostly into the mid-90s. Now, some of the moisture from Tropical Storm Dawn may affect us here by a later Friday night into Saturday with clouds and a risk of showers and thundershowers. It'll be in the mid-70s Friday night, around 90 Saturday, but it gets very hot again Sunday and beyond. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk Aggie football as we get closer and closer to the kickoff, just 5 weeks from Sunday. We'll talk about that. North Carolina looking for a new football coach. They'll name an interim probably today. The Bombers win 5-0, and the Rangers lose, and the Astros win. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, 7:13. You know, the waning days of summer be here before you know it. Gosh, school starts, what, less than a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks, is that about right? And the youngins will be going back to school?
Yeah, August 22nd.
Yeah, those older kiddos will be here at the big schools, so that'll be kind of fun. So you need to hurry and get out there and summertime it up. With that in mind, the head of Britain's Red Cross has released a statement that says that
Vinegar will ease the pain of a jellyfish sting.
As opposed to the other remedy we've heard through the years.
Welcome news, because, yes, for many years there's been an old wives' tale about how a jellyfish sting can be, the pain can be subsided by other liquids being introduced to the area. This apparently
You've always heard about that in vinegar, right?
This is more.
Be full of both now.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I was going to go there.
We didn't say.
Anyway,
them, whatever them is.
Once again, but the guy says that this is more effective. The vinegar is more effective than.
It's not as much fun when you're drunk, I guess, right? You know.
What is? You,
well, that's right.
Remind me not to go to the beach and drink with Tom.
You don't get drunk and say, "Hey, somebody pour vinegar on this," you know.
I stand by my previous statement.
I better go ahead and move on. Okay, we have had
the Lubbock thing. They're a lot farther away from the beach than
We have had for years a fairly successful campaign called "Don't Mess with Texas." I mean, worked out well. It's an anti-littering campaign, of course, for folks who might be new to here. So, some people tend to, I don't know, when they get near bodies of water, tend to misbehave when it comes to that whole littering thing. That in mind, the first NASA launched its final shuttle mission earlier this month. I don't know if y'all heard about it or not. It was their final mission.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with the space shuttles?
I don't know.
Anyone coming here?
No.
Something's coming here.
I thought the Olsen twins were going to help bring it here.
Yeah, that's true.
Something's coming here. Like a wheel or something's coming here.
A grommet. They're going to have a collection of grommets. Anyway, so now Russia is debating how to do away with the International Space Station as it gets near the end of its life cycle. No, we're not going to. No, don't make a bid for that.
No.
The answer?
Yeah, good luck getting that back.
Yeah, they're going to litter. They're going to fly the ISS into the ocean rather than leave it floating in space. They're going to litter.
Well, we did that with Skylab. It's not like we can wag a finger at them.
Hey, there's a lot of things at the bottom of the ocean. I mean,
the dinghy's down there.
Really, Leonardo DiCaprio's down there somewhere.
That's right. In a statement, a Russian space agency spokesperson says, "After it completes its existence, we will be forced to sink the ISS. It cannot be left in orbit. It's too complex, too heavy an object, and it could leave behind lots of rubbish.
The fishies will love it. Well, that's what I know. I mean, they'll get to swim inside and out of that thing.
It'll be great in that it'll be a new fish reef, right? We'll be excited about that. It's prettier than tires.
Yeah.
National Geographic's in 15 years can go underwater and get all the little barnacles that are growing on it and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
But what I'm thinking is, when you sink this thing, I mean, like 6 months later, is a bunch of stuff going to pop to the surface, you know, just junk, like styrofoam cups and things in there, you know?
Yeah.
Breathing apparatus, whatever happens to be there. Not sure.
Old bottles of Tang.
Just containers.
Yeah, right.
I think it'll end. And that ice cream that we talked about, that NASA ice cream that tastes like paste and is really expensive. Anyway, currently Russia and her partners in the... I mean, really. We were talking about that with
All
Miller.
All the things that they
week.
Did yeah, up yeah, there, we'll, right. we'll find out because they'll pop to the surface.
That's it. It was launched in 1988.
A game of spinner, you know?
Yeah,
right.
in its orbit.
Twister.
Twister, yeah.
I got to figure Twister would be easier in space.
Twister in space. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, you know, everybody knows that the space station is going to be contaminated with space aliens, and when they introduce it to the oceans, we're going to be in big trouble.
Oh, good point.
I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords.
That's right.
As long as they like radio.
If you saw that movie with Sigourney Weaver, you know, there's just no telling what's lurking in the cargo hold there.
Oof.
Back in 2001, Russia sent its predecessor, the Mir, into the Pacific after 15 years in space. So it's not like there's not one down there already. So they'll have another one, little buddy right there.
They're going to call it Gilligan.
Yeah. France is officially sorry.
Surrendering because the space station's going to crash.
Yes. Please don't make it go here. France is sorry that it laughed at us when we attempted to ask in French where the bathrooms are. Sorry it ignored you when you needed directions. Sorry it grumbled when you were looking at your map upside down.
Why? Now, because the only question in French we know is
One introduced to us by a song from the 70s in the group Lady Marmalade and is really not, you know, pleasant to share with in mixed company.
No, it's Parlez-vous Français. That's the thing. Anyway.
That too.
Yeah. Anyway. Now, please, 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 will you come back to France and spend your money? French government trying to repair the country's reputation for being rude with a high-tech marketing campaign aimed at tourists. The new website tries to convince you of the country's beauty with all the usual suspects, your lush vineyards, your quaint architecture, the food, and the fashion. So there you go. They didn't really mean to make fun of you, okay? So go for that. How about an adrenaline rush? Are you an adrenaline junkie? You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Daredevils in red jumpsuits teeter around the outside edge of Canada's tallest structure next month. The CN Tower opens a new attraction for thrill seekers.
CN is the, that's the one in Toronto, right?
It is. Modeled on similar attractions in New Zealand and China, the Edge Walk, for you adrenaline junkies, an open mesh metal walkway almost a quarter of a mile above the ground. There is no guardrail. There are no handrails. It is just an uninterrupted view of the Toronto skyline through the mesh view. 1,168 feet beneath you.
Is there a harness involved?
Yeah, I don't do well with heights, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that thing has a plexiglass floor. It has a section that's plexiglass. And you know, you go walking out on that.
No.
You know what? Oh, I know. I did that for about 15 seconds, and yeah, had enough.
Really? You lasted that long?
I did.
I don't know if I'd last that long.
It was only so you could see into the football stadium, which is right next door.
Oh, yeah, still. That's right.
But nonetheless, this is what they're doing. Thank you. The tour starts at ground level tests for explosives and alcohol. Good thing. And then you're going to be able to.
Because then the ride will be shut down for cleaning after they get back.
Oh, yeah. Tourists are tethered to an overhead guide rail, but encouraged to tiptoe to the very edge of the platform. Okay, my ankles are getting weak thinking about this, okay? Balance over the rim and peer through the mesh at the people down below. Well, it's like there's that place out in Las Vegas where they've got a roller coaster on top of a casino out there. It's crazy. It's that.
The Stratosphere.
Yeah. I can't imagine. All right, a woman in Wisconsin ended up with a bullet wound after attempting a prank on an off-duty police officer.
Well, that was her first mistake. What? Oh my gosh, I just found a picture
of her.
No.
Oh, of that.
Of the thing in Toronto.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. Not doing that, huh? Yeah. I understand. Okay, so what happened is the officer had seen a cougar in his yard.
Okay. Really?
Yes. The woman decides that since she heard about the cougar sighting, she decides to play a little practical joke on the officer by going over there into the trees near his yard and making cougar sounds.
Is she good at making cougar sounds?
I don't know. Good enough that she got shot.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Business owners, did you know the average age of a merchant account is less than 2 years old? Did you know that the average merchant that uses Brazos Valley Merchant Services is over 8 years? It's their service, reliability, and dedication. But don't take it from them. Here's Buppy Simank, owner of Buppy's Barbecue.
I would definitely recommend BVMS to any business that's already accepting credit cards or is looking to accept credit cards. Anytime I have an issue, I call them and my questions get answered from them. Their rates are very competitive and they make same-day service calls usually within an hour.
Brazos Valley Merchant Services is a local company serving the Brazos Valley for 14 years, dedicated to helping your business grow. Listen to what Cindy May with West Webb, All Britain, and Gentry had to say.
BVMS is patient, knowledgeable, and they give me all the tools I need to run the law firm effectively. Their service goes beyond what anyone should expect from a merchant service provider.
For info on their competitive pricing, call 979-690-8979. That's 690-8979. Or click BrazosValleyMerchants.com.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you that whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home, Looking for cost-effective and energy-efficient windows? Call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon. Let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment, and you do that by buying quality windows from the folks at Intercon. The very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote with no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks from Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Hey, good morning. It's 725. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Go to csmedcenter.com to learn more. We're going to watch Tropical Storm Dawn out in the Gulf right now because that could be a little rainmaker for us as we start the weekend. Right now, 102 for our high temperature, 20% chance of showers today and tonight with a low of about 80 tonight. Tomorrow, 96 as some clouds roll in, 40% chance of showers on Friday night. It's a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday with 97 for our high. Right now, the humidity is 82%. Winds are from the south at 5. And we've got 81 out there.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs.
And for our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub, one of my favorites.
You're not alone. Guess America's most popular sandwich meat.
Well, turkey does have a holiday.
Bingo, and we use premium smoked turkey breast.
Stop it, I'm drooling.
And everything's better with bacon.
I say bacon for president.
And the country's most popular dressing is?
Since we're talking Turkey Bacon Ranch, I'll say ranch.
You nailed it, just like we did with our creamy peppercorn ranch.
Sometimes I amaze myself.
Now guess America's most popular cheese.
Well, it ain't your cheesy jokes. I'll say lots of mozzarella.
Nope. Sharp cheddar makes everything better. In fact, our Turkey Bacon Ranch combines four of the country's most popular flavors.
Man, all your talking must be making you thirsty. Have a refreshing Firehouse Subs original cherry limeade.
You expecting a tip?
Nah. Here's the tip. Try our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, the NAACP celebrating 102 years at a convention in Los Angeles. They haven't been there that long. It's how old they are. On Monday, head honcho Benjamin Todd Jealous laid out a new agenda for the organization. After looking out across the African-American fruited plain, Mr. Jealous and the LCP say voting rights are the number one issue for black Americans. Voting rights, with Obama in the White House. So Jealous is calling for the black community to mobilize against restrictive laws that oppress black people in 47 states. Now, here's what infuriates Jealous and the LCP. These new voting laws require voters to produce photo ID at the polls. Nothing to do with race. They were enacted to combat voter fraud. The only votes being disenfranchised are illegal votes, which, of course, Democrats depend on. So let's see. Black unemployment over 16%. Obama depression showing no let-up. Homeownership rates have tanked. In a massive cheating scandal, Atlanta educators used black kids as cheap pawns to get government funding. And Ben Jealous thinks African-Americans ought to mobilize for voting rights. Here's the dirty little secret. The White House is deathly worried about a demoralized black voter base. No coincidence that Jealous met with Obama last Thursday and gave this speech on Monday. What we're seeing is a cynical White House operation to gin up black turnout, to loser issue for a loser campaign.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with your identity thief, the criminal who didn't just use your credit cards. This crook knows where you live. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock, who alerted her that somebody was buying cell phones with her identity. The phones were being shipped to her home, where the thieves would lie in wait. Now imagine a criminal staking out your house, watching your family. She said, without LifeLock, I wouldn't have known they were coming. LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. My friends, LifeLock is on a mission to stop identity theft, starting right here with you, my listeners. Protect yourself. The call takes less than 5 minutes, plus you'll receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. Just mention the promo code RUSH. Call 1-800-440-4926. That's 1-800-440-4926, or go to LifeLock.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 80 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today. High 102. The heat index 105. As dawn makes its way toward the Texas coast, the good news is it could push some showers toward our area. We'll tell you more about that here in just a few moments. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The report of one child being molested has ended with a Bryan man going to prison for sex crimes against three girls. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ombres was convicted of indecency of a child. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capps says that victim was attacked when she was between the ages of 5 and 14. Capps says that became known during a Bryan police investigation the summer before last involving a second victim.
And in the course of investigating that offense, Detective Loop was able to uncover evidence of this continuous and systematic abuse of another victim throughout the 1990s. And in the course of his investigation, was able to confront the defendant in an interview with the facts that he'd learned in his investigation, and the defendant admitted his conduct.
The prosecutor says the jury took only 11 minutes to convict Cruz of the crimes against the first victim. During the punishment phase, the second and a third victim testified Cruz molested them when they were 10 and 14. The jury spent 20 minutes before deciding on a 17-year prison term, near the maximum of 20 years. Capp says Cruz then admitted to the crimes against the other victims. In exchange for the girls and their families not going through two more trials, all of Cruz's punishment will be served at the same time. Capp says the victim's family supported that recommendation. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well into his second year on College Station City Council, Jess Fields says there's been some movement to reduce City Hall red tape. Fields thinks more can be done, though. One example is helping small business owners who want to remodel.
I think that there needs to be some allowance there for flexibility within what can and can't be improved. That's a very simple kind of change, but it doesn't have to be, again, anarchy to just be pro-growth. You know, if you allow people to make some reasonable changes to their business, that's not crazy. I mean, that's common sense. So moving more in that direction, I think, is a positive. And again, I've said this since I got on council, I feel like the council's moving more in that direction. And so that's a big positive for our citizens.
Another area, Field says, involves housing developments.
For example, we limit the number of cul-de-sacs that you can build when somebody's developing a neighborhood because we want continuity. But really, if you're thinking about it, if somebody builds a neighborhood off of the city, kind of an offshoot like Pebble Creek is, you know, Pebble Creek's not a key to continuity in the city College Station. What would be wrong with a neighborhood like that having more cul-de-sacs?
Field says he doesn't want to swing the pendulum too far the other way, where there are concerns, in his words, of developers running amok. One of the ways next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan is going to end up with a surplus without raising the property tax levy is reducing the amount spent on capital projects. Interim City Manager Keen Register told the City Council they're proposing to spend $3 million in that area.
My preference would not be to increase the debt issuance, and that every dollar we increase on that side, we have to cut another dollar from the general fund. We're just too close on the reserve requirement right now, so that's why we tried to keep it at the $3 million level. It'd be great if we could go borrow $8 million or $4 million, but I just don't think it's realistic to do that right now.
Most of this week's workshop discussion was generated by Councilman Mike Sutherland. He questioned Public Works Director Jason Barfnecht why millions of dollars were dropped from other projects in favor of funding the extension of Health Science Center Parkway and a freeway-style exit at Highway 47.
What benefit do we gain by building that extension and participating in that bridge that overshadows getting rid of some of these other projects?
The city can put in $1 million and get a $9 or $10 million bridge. Seems like a pretty good investment at this point in time. May open up that corridor for future development.
Bryan's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million is going toward the parkway extension. TxDOT's expected to award the project this December. And forecasters say Tropical Storm Don in the Southern Gulf is tracking toward southeast Texas and is expected to make landfall late Friday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says it does not appear the storm will strengthen into a hurricane. The storm should make landfall north of Corpus Christi and bring rain of 1 to 2 inches to some areas. It might push some increased shower activity to our area, but forecasters say it's not going to bring enough rain to any area to halt the serious drought. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 80 degrees right now. The news was brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
7:35, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, it's hot once again with mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures during this afternoon near 100, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, low temperature upper 70s. Tomorrow, mostly mid-90s with periods of clouds and sun, a slight chance of thunderstorms, and perhaps a bit of tropical moisture moving in for Friday night and Saturday, so a lot of clouds then with the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and not quite as hot, middle 70s Friday night and around 90 on Saturday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's when you tell us what's going on in the world of sports. Okay. Some teams will win, some teams will lose. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Y'all get any sleep, or you just got numbers dancing through your head?
No sleep and lots of numbers.
Hey, let's start actually by going back to last week, because last week the House passed the cut, cap, and balance. And really, in the days afterwards, we heard more and more about it. It certainly had gained support beyond the House. There were people saying this might be a good thing. But it didn't go any farther. What happened and why to cut, cap, and balance one, if you will?
Well, first of all, let's recall that cut, cap, and balance is a historic piece of legislation that could reset the fiscal picture of this country for decades. And it's a tragedy about what happened to it after the House passed it with bipartisan support. It went over to the Senate, and Harry Reid and 51 senators decided to table it. The good news is they only tabled it, so it's like a car that's sitting out there in your parking lot. We just need to encourage them to get the keys and go start it up and drive it.
It's a plan that we could go to if we needed to.
Exactly. So it's on the table. So people are looking at the Boehner plan, which we'll talk about in a minute,
yeah,
as an alternative. It's not an alternative. It's a parallel path that gets us to the position where we can fight another day to get cut, cap, and balance off the table and back into the Senate chamber.
Okay, and this is actually Boehner Plan 2, if you will. He kind of came back and reworked the numbers after the budget office said this didn't score so well. And he's going to, am I right, $915 billion over 10 years is what we're talking about?
Well, technically it's 917.
Okay.
What's
a billion here and a billion
well,
there, right?
I wasn't going to say that.
I understand.
But it's 917. But it also, that's the first piece. And then the second piece is up to another couple of $1 trillion that will be a deficit reduction that will be put together by a select committee of the Senate and the House. And these are all legislators. We don't have, it's not one of these blue ribbon commissions that goes and does a fancy report and then it gets shelved. This is stuff that has to be put on the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate and voted upon with simple majorities. In other words, the Senate can't use cloture to try to kill it.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. So yesterday, I think, and you quoted using some pretty colorful language, the Speaker told you all to pretty much get on board, get in line on this plan. Tell us a little bit about that meeting and how it went.
Well, hopefully I'm not offending our audience, but his exact words, get your ass in line.
Right, yeah, we quoted that this morning, yeah.
I'm glad you did it first. In essence, the Speaker said, look, he had hung his neck out there, and the Speaker is worried, just as I am, about what happens if we go past August 2nd. There are lots of people out there that would tell us, you know, go ahead and go past that date and call the president's bluff. The problem is we're going into a never land that this country has never gone before, and there could be some repercussion from it that we have no control over. And plus, we give too many of the keys to the president. And the president could decide, even though Social Security is in a trust fund and it's mandated those checks are mandated to be spent, he could decide he's going to shut down the Social Security checks. And I think that's a terrible position to put our seniors in. So I just don't want to go past August 2nd. I want to find something that puts us in a position to keep cutting expenditures and then come back and fight another day for cut, cap, and balance.
Now, kind of to get inside that room yesterday, obviously the Republicans have study committees who put things together so that it can be presented to membership. And one of the more conservative members of that is a guy named Paul Teller. And Teller, again, was basically texting during the meeting saying, don't support the Speaker's plan, and that kind of caused some chaos and upheaval in the meeting?
Yes, sir. Actually, there's a group called the Republican Study Committee, and I'm a member of it, and it's about 170 of the most fiscally and socially conservative members of the House. And the Republican Study Committee has always been a great source for good legislation. For instance, cut, cap, and balance was something that came out of the Republican Study Committee.
Okay.
And it's always been a think tank that's been designed to create and promote fiscally and socially conservative legislation. Unfortunately, it went a little too far. It started going to the point where it was lobbying against other legislation, for instance, against the Boehner Plan.
Right.
And you had two staff members and the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, Jim Jordan, that started going out and trying to get outside support to kill the Boehner Plan. That's not appropriate. We're killing ourselves. And one of the problems I had with what was happening is my dues to the Republican Study Committee were being used and my ammunition to shoot me because I supported the Boehner Plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's an inappropriate way to do business around here. And so, fortunately, we were able to get them stopped, and they've quit doing that.
Yeah, because there's no political future if you're a member of the same party the Speaker of the House is taking shots at the Speaker's anything, right? There.
Well, look at you. You got the president shooting at you, you got Harry Reid shooting at you, and then you got your own party shooting at you. And that's just not a good way to do business. And I think once people took a step back from their passion, they figured out, okay, we need to start working together as a team.
So you'll vote on the Boehner Plan today. Is that going to happen after the stock market closes?
I can't tell you when it's going to be on the floor. We haven't gotten a whip note with our voting schedule this morning, but I suspect that we'll vote on we're going to have 2 hours worth of debate on the floor this morning. I suspect we'll vote midday.
Okay, well, because last time when TARP was passed, that definitely impacted the market, and the market was down 200 points already yesterday.
Right.
Now, Senate said they sent a letter over to Boehner, said we got 53 senators over here on this side who's not going to vote for this thing, so you can pass it if you want to, but we're not going to.
I don't believe it. I mean, I believe the letter, sure, that they wrote a letter and they signed it and they sent it over. Here's the fallacy of the argument, though, and that is that Harry Reid and John Boehner had strong suspicions that the Obama talks were going to go nowhere. And so they put together a plan B, and the plan B is essentially the Boehner plan. And Harry Reid agreed to it. And then after the president found out about it, he went berserk and called Harry Reid and said, "You can't do this." And so Harry Reid's been trying to backtrack from it. But if we pass something that's perfectly rational and reasonable that partially resets the fiscal course of the country, I think the Senate's got to vote for it. The president may try to veto it, but if he does it at his own peril. And then the whole deficit fight or the debt ceiling fight is purely in the White House and not down here in Congress.
Right. Yeah. That, I can't imagine with his reelection machine getting in gear, he wants to be doing that. Now, kind of give us a little background, because I'm seeing in the Wall Street Journal this morning that they're putting France on notice, that France has to do something about their debt. There are other countries in Europe that are struggling with the same thing the United States is. For the guy on the street, for the guy and the gal who get up every morning and go to work at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, what does it mean to, number one, if our bond rating goes down from, or credit rating goes down from AAA to AA, and number two, in our everyday lives as we get up and ring the bell and go to work, why does it matter if the debt ceiling doesn't get raised?
Well, if the debt ceiling doesn't get raised, both Moody's and Standard & Poor's, the credit rating agencies, have said they will reduce our credit ratings. And that means that the interest rate that we as the federal government have to pay is going to go up, reflecting the greater degree of risk in our debt instruments. Everything in the world, all interest rates in the world are keyed off of Treasury rates. And so if the Treasury rates go up, what the federal government pays, then car loans are going to go up, house loans are going to go up, credit card interest rates are going to go up. And all of that extra interest cost will slow down economic growth, which is already terrible. And so the man on the street, and hopefully that man on the street's waking up at 6 and not 8.
Yeah, I understand. You know, yeah.
But that man or woman on the street that's going to school every day to teach school or whatever is going to feel the impact very, very quickly in anything they do, any economic transaction they do, and also in their economic future for their children and grandchildren. And it's just not a road that we want to go down. That's the reason I think the Boehner plan resets the fiscal trajectory and also allows us to fight another day for cut cap balance, which really fixes things permanently.
So, again, the overview, you are going to vote for the Boehner plan. It should happen sometime during the daylight hours today, we think, and then head over to the Senate.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll look forward to that. All right. Bill Flores joins us on usually on Wednesdays, today on Thursday, when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Well, I'd like our Brazos Valley listeners to be sure and pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341. Or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Are you a parent discouraged that your child isn't living according to the values you've tried to teach them? Well, here's my advice. Be patient. You've planted the seed. Now comes the tough part, waiting for it to take root. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. On a recent vacation, my family and I were driving down the highway through open farmland when my son Trent said, "Hey, Dad, how come all the farmers aren't out working?" Looking out my window, his question made sense. There weren't any tractors rumbling through the dirt, and rows of crops weren't yet sprouting up along the endless miles of fields. What my son was expecting to see, of course, were farmers out collecting their harvest. But given the time of year it was, I knew the planting season had just ended, so the landscape of empty fields didn't tell the whole story. I explained to my son that before the farmers could harvest a bountiful crop, they had to be patient and wait for the seeds they had planted to take root and grow. And like the harvest of a crop, parents face much the same challenge, and it's easy for discouragement to settle in when we don't see the results we're hoping for. But like a farmer, you can't force a seed to grow. It must be nurtured and given the right nutrients for it to have its best chance of taking root on its own. And it's the same for children, too. What they need, mostly, is patience, firm and healthy boundaries, and buckets of praise and love. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda Certified Used Cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports, brought to you by Firehouse Subs and the Coal Center in College Station. It's time for you to meet Firehouse, located at Texas and Harvey Road. It'll be leadership by committee for the Aggie defense in 2011 somewhat. With people like Lucas Patterson, Michael Hodges, and Von Miller gone, others will step up for what Mike Sherman says will be an even better defense. Senior defensive back Trent Hunter agrees.
We know we can't lean on one guy. We have a lot of guys that are stepping up this year and going to have to take that leadership role. You know, guys like Tony Gerard, Eddie, myself, Sean Porter, Terrence Frederick, you know, Corey O'Judy, all the guys that they got a lot of playing time last year and have all that experience, that we're all stepping up and being leaders for our football team.
Sherman says that there'll be a better defense because of better familiarity with Coach Tim DeRuiter's scheme.
I think we're going to be a better team on defense, even though we lose some significant players, Von Miller, Mike Hodges, Lucas Patterson, tremendously significant players in our defense. But I do believe that the second year in this defense will make the biggest jump. Our guys are going to have a lot more familiarity and knowledge of the defense and be able to fit in a little bit better. I don't think you replace the Von Miller number two pick very easily with one player. I think we have to do it collectively with a group of guys, and I think we'll be able to do that.
A&M and SMU kick off 5 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. We'll be back to more football in a minute. Now baseball, two significant on-field feats yesterday in baseball. The L.A. Angels' Irvin Santana tossed the third no-hitter of the season in the Angels' 3-1 triumph over Cleveland. It was the first no-hitter by an Angel pitcher in 27 years. And Seattle Mariners snapped their franchise record 17-game losing streak by beating the New York Yankees 9-2 behind Felix Hernandez. Now, the Houston Astros snapped a five-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Rookie Jose Altuve drove in the go-ahead run in the ninth with his third hit of the game. Cardinal All-Star Lance Berkman, the former Astro, sat the game out after receiving a cortisone shot in his right shoulder. Joe Mauer and Michael Cudjere both homered last night to help the Minnesota Twins beat the Rangers 7-2. Since the Rangers' 12-game winning streak, they've now lost five out of their last eight. Minnesota long balls back to a solid outing from Brian Dunsing in the win. Now football, the Houston Texans have agreed to terms with backup quarterback Matt Leinart. A person with knowledge of the situation confirmed the deal yesterday. Houston signed Leinart to a one-year deal last September, but he didn't take any snaps during the season. 2 days after the NFL lockout ended, the wheeling and the dealing continues like one extended two-minute drill for general managers. Among the highlights, according to a person familiar with the agreement, the Tennessee Titans have reached an agreement with Matt Hasselbeck. The 35-year-old quarterback has spent the past 10 years with Seattle, but the Seahawks reached a deal Tuesday with quarterback Tavares Jackson. The Titans were looking for a veteran quarterback to help mentor number 8 overall draft pick Jake Locker. Veteran Kerry Collins is retiring, and Tennessee plans to trade or release Vince Young before training camp opens on Friday. The Vikings are getting quarterback Donovan McNabb for a pair of 6th-round draft picks. McNabb would have to agree to restructure the 5-year, $78 million deal he signed with the Redskins because the Vikings don't have enough cap room to fit him in. So how much did the new NFL collective bargaining agreement and its rookie salary cap cost former A&M linebacker Von Miller, the number 2 overall pick this year by the Denver Broncos? Well, last year the number 2 pick, Ndamukong Suh, signed for $68 million over 5 years. That's about $13.6 million a year. Well, yesterday it was reported that Miller signed for $21 million over 4 years, or about $5.2 million a year. So, yep, the new deal cost Miller about $47 million total, or about $8 million a year. But he told the media in Colorado he's not worried about it. He's been playing for free all his life. He says that he thinks he'll make it up in future contracts. He doesn't expect this to be his one and only contract that he'll sign. Brazos Valley Bombers got 2 RBIs from Cameron Scherer and shut out the Pump Jacks last night, 5-0. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. At 7:54, I'm Tom Turbeville for Firehouse Subs. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Riviera Day Spa offers waxing, manicures, pedicures, and many types of massages. They also have a full-service hair salon with trained hair specialists for that perfect haircut and color, plus the beauty essentials like nail polish and hair care products. Riviera Day Spa is located on the east side of Rock Prairie on the corner of Stonebrook, or call 693-0350. Call and book your massage appointment today with Aaron at 693-0350 at Riviera Day Spa.
Do you want to save $9,000 on a new Silverado? Bubba Dixon here to tell you about the wrap-up closeout sale going on now at Tom Light Chevrolet. Get $9,000 off a Silverado Crew Cab or a Chevy Cruze for only $17,799.
Hey, this is Tim Light, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, we won't lose your business over price. That's my family's name on the building and my promise to you. Come see us at 738 North Earl Rudder Freeway or tomlight.com.
Plus TTNL, stock numbers 51266 and 19154. Savings and prices include rebate and discount. See dealer for details.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish Furniture for Generations than right now. Because right now, Amish Furniture for Generations is having a huge summer living room floor model sale. And that means incredible savings to you on exquisite handcrafted solid wood living room furniture, including couches, chairs, love seats, recliners, coffee tables, end tables, sofa tables, and gliders, all handcrafted from names like Lambright and Miller's Cabinet, State Line and Framco, Orchard Lane and A.J. Miller. Find savings up to 25% off. That means you'll not only be getting the best quality American-made living rooms at a competitive price, you'll also get the personalized quality service that has separated Amish Furniture from all the rest for the last 8 years. So hurry to Amish Furniture for Generations right now for their spectacular living room floor model sale. Find their showroom on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll check the weather in a couple of minutes. We're watching for that tropical storm Don out there in the Gulf of Mexico, maybe doing a little rainmaking for us, which would be kind of a nice thing. All right, so we've gotten, I don't know, I got like a half a dozen calls after we talked about the lady making sounds like a cougar in the trees.
I wondered. Yeah. I caught the double entendre.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, there wasn't any.
I'd like to point out that for once I didn't say anything.
That was very good. Congratulations. good man. Nicely done on your part. Iowa homeowner surprised when he looked at his house and half the siding on it was gone, leaving an exposed underbelly of bare white plastic. No other nearby homes affected. Had a localized tornado swept through? Nope. It was a local contractor. Got the address wrong, taking the siding off the wrong house.
Oops.
Yeah, timing pretty poor since the homeowner had just put it up for sale. Yeah, that probably doesn't look too good. And sometimes it just writes itself. How about this? How about the Miss? You know, how often do we not talk about beauty scholarship pageants?
Right.
Yeah, that's
how
right.
They are an important part of our culture.
Because you can't get a scholarship without a bikini.
That's right. And quite often, there are ladies from the South who do very well in the scholarship.
Yeah. Whose middle name is Sue or something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The
first name Becky.
Yeah. Top 10 finalists for the Miss Alabama Nursing Home pageant. They will compete for the crown later this week for the title of Miss Alabama Nursing Home.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah, the Opelika Auburn News reports that there were 75 contestants vying for the pageant. The finalists were named.
By the time it was over, there were 71.
Now, you see, I wasn't even going to go there.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
I can only keep my mouth shut for so long.
Well,
what's
interesting is the finalists were named in April, and then the 10 superfinalists were named this past Monday. And again, moving slowly in this kind of pageant.
Not smart.
No. Contestants will have 15-minute interviews with a panel of judges and then answer questions on stage. the event.
They have Olympics in this, you know.
The event.
They put two walker legs in one bag. Yeah, and see how fast they can go.
They have tennis ball changing competitions.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, they're laughing with us. Don't worry about it.
If not, they'll be calling. The event will be co-hosted.
Well, that's
by
fine.
The,
I can still outrun them. So. Right.
By the current Miss Alabama.
Huh.
Speaking of running, I mean, did you guys hear about Alex Trebek?
Yeah,
he's on a cane or something, or crutches.
What happened? A lady bust into his hotel room and was stealing this in San Francisco. Alex, who just turned 71, gave chase yesterday morning.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Why are Democrats against the House Republican plan to end the debt crisis?
It's designed to provoke confrontation. It's designed to continue the animosity.
Congressman Jason Altmaier, but the GOP says Senate Democrats just want to give the president a blank check. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner's debt limit proposal gets a vote in the House today. A short-term debt limit extension with nearly $1 trillion in spending cuts.
I think this is a far workable plan. Cut spending, cap spending.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan trying to convince Tea Party supporters who say the bill doesn't go far enough.
How many times does he have to throw red meat to the extreme right in his caucus to please them? Enough already.
Its future is bleak in the Senate. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer preferring a Senate plan to raise the debt limit beyond next year's elections with dollar-for-dollar spending cuts, Dave.
Jared, Fox News has learned that a U.S. soldier who was AWOL from Fort Campbell is in custody in Texas and may be accused of plotting another attack at Fort Hood. Two other soldiers have been arrested. In 2009, a massacre there killed 13, wounded 32 more. The Army major awaiting military trial, Nadal Hassan, could face the death penalty. Police in Norway want more answers from the confessed terrorist who killed 76 people Friday, planning to interrogate Anders Breivik tomorrow, wanting to know,
are they in more danger? Did they cooperate with anyone?
We had less joblessness last week. Unemployment claims first time drop below 400,000 for the first time since early April, down to 398. Where is Selena Cass? That's a mystery in Stewartstown, New Hampshire, where the fifth grader vanished.
Last seen inside her house at a computer. It was around 9 o'clock Monday night. The next morning, she was gone. Police say there are no signs of a struggle and no indication she was taken.
Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes, the FBI, is helping in the case. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes day after day. Fram, don't fail your engine. Put our filters to the test at Fram.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, for 10 years, shopping half-price books on Texas Avenue is a habit for the entire Swayze clan. We're all book lovers, and we all know that you just can't beat half-price books. The selection, surprises, the prices, the thrill of the hunt. The problem is, now every time we pile into the car, autopilot takes over, and it's not until we're halfway there that we realize they've moved and have a beautiful new store on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Well, I finally figured it out. Since I'm always taking back the things I've already enjoyed and selling them back to half-price books for cash, I just put a big old sticky note on top of the stack that reads, New Half-Price Books right off the bypass. Half-Price Books is habit-forming. They're going in the right direction for book lovers like us. I just want to make sure I am too. Half-Price Books, a real bookstore, real treasures, real cheap. If you need directions to the new store on University, visit hpb.com.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Having a swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for the whole family. And adding a swimming pool to your backyard is an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 26 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool that's within your budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Call the Pool Guy today at 575-6200.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It is 81 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high of about 102. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. A Brazos County jury has convicted 39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ombres of indecency with a child 10 years after a local woman was molested. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capp says the illegal contact started when the victim was 5 and continued until she was 14. Capp says authorities learned of the victim 10 years after the illegal contact ended. The prosecutor says he hopes that sends a signal to other victims that it's never too late to make a report.
I'm certain that a lot of victims have concern as time goes by. That if they don't report it right away, no one's going to believe them, or that evidence is not going to be able to be found to corroborate what had happened to them. But what this jury has shown and the message that they have sent is that even after many years, the abusers of these children can still face justice.
During the punishment phase, the jury heard from two other women who testified Cruz molested them at the ages of 10 and 14. Cruz was eventually sentenced to 17 years in prison. One member of College Station City Council was not at a workshop this week discussing the future of the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, but Jess Field says he hasn't changed his mind about the property purchased for a future convention center. He says he wants it back in the hands of private ownership.
That was a private property, and it was owned by a private developer. Had businesses that were working in and out of there, and people who even today want to go in and do something with that property. The city is holding it kind of in an investment kind of mindset, but really that's not our business.
Field says it is time for College Station to cut its losses and run from Chimney Hill.
I think that if we were a private developer, we would have already developed the property or at least sold it or something. Instead, we've held on to it. And we have three businesses there, and the rest of the thing is vacant. It's clear that we need to sell it, and we need to let somebody turn it into something awesome because it's a great piece of property right in the smack dab center of College Station. It doesn't flood.
A council majority directed city staff to investigate leasing more space with an eye on selling the property in the future. Bryan City Council is considering a rearrangement of its future capital improvement projects. Some that have been proposed may have been withdrawn to ensure financing of improvements related to Bryan's share of the new Health Science Center campus. Councilman Mike Sutherland thought a higher priority was replacing the bridge on Briarcrest over the Earl Rudder Freeway.
That's a bridge that needs to be replaced or widened like we did over there at Old Reliance.
Right.
That's really hurting us. People are going now to College Station, to Lowe's and Walmart and HEB because it's faster to get down there than it is to try to cross that bridge. That's a real problem. Plus, our sales tax fell off in May 4%, so that's 974th worst in the state. So we got a problem with that. So. And I don't see how this bridge to nowhere is going to help us. I don't see how that's going to increase sales tax, property tax, or anything.
Chuck Condola told Sutherland he couldn't disagree more about the need for the freeway-style exit at Highway 47 and what will become Health Science Center Parkway.
It's a multi-billion dollar impact to our local economy and region. Spending $1 million to get a $9 billion bridge to do that is a slam dunk, in my opinion.
TxDOT is expected to award the $10 million project this December. Bryan's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million toward the parkway. And a group of New Hampshire Republicans is expected to travel to Austin next week to encourage Governor Rick Perry to run for president. The former Republican National Committee member Sean Mahoney and a former state Republican executive director are leading the delegation. They plan to talk to the governor about the importance of New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Mahoney confirmed the trip Wednesday but says details are tentative. WTAW News Time is 810, 82 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hey, it's 8:11. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, sunshine and some scattered clouds, and again, hot near 100 this afternoon with an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, back in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, some occasional clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, and temperatures mostly into the mid-90s. Now, some of the moisture from Tropical Storm Dawn may affect us here by a later Friday night into Saturday with clouds and a risk of showers and thundershowers. It'll be in the mid-70s Friday night, around 90 Saturday, but it gets very hot again Sunday and beyond. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us.
That'd be yes.
Hope that happens. Hope we can get some of that rain stuff.
Be nice.
It's heard it's pretty popular in a lot of places.
There's a high demand.
I've heard that. So yeah. So Don, huh?
That's the name, if that'll help any. I don't know.
Now, last night I was here. Tell me if we've said, but I was hearing conflicting reports about where it might land on Friday night, and they're thinking now more south. Is that right?
No, north of Corpus Christi. We've had that in the news all morning. Yeah,
yeah,
north of Corpus Christi. So that puts us on the, if you will, dirty side of the storm.
Would be, north of Corpus Christi. That'd be Port Aransas.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be a hurricane. Is that right?
Just a tropical storm.
Okay. Well, good. Well, it means like we'll get a good dumping of rain, maybe.
Well, 1 to 2 inches is what Chase Murphy said on the radio. So.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
So. You mean here? In the Brazos Valley?
1 to 2 inches within the system. I don't know.
Oh, within the system.
No, you know, not here.
If it pauses someplace, then it may be more, but we'll just see.
See where it goes.
So now, it's Thursday, which means that, you know, quite often movies open on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And often when movies are very popular, they will do, it's like a 12:05 thing, you know.
Sure.
Midnight 05. They did that for Harry Potter 67 and the Deadly Hallows, and it seemed to work out.
I heard what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
Harry Potter 67.
Yeah, thank you. And they're going to do this with Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
Which looks to be an interesting show.
It does, doesn't it? This is a, who's it, Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford, is that right?
Yeah.
Here's
and
the one.
And that gal from House, the good-looking one? Yeah.
Here's the one I can't figure. Mm-hmm. They're apparently doing this for the Smurf movie as well.
Oh, well.
Is that a, wait, wake up your kids, drag them out of bed, hey, get up, we're going to go ahead and let you skip school tomorrow because we're going to take you to the Smurf
show? Well, first of all, they don't have school.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
Oh,
that's right, it's summertime.
It's probably for children of the 80s who remember the cartoons.
You know, and that's probably exactly right, and that leads me, that's so good the way that you did that.
Oh,
leads me right into.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The voice of Gargamel.
Hank Azaria.
Now. But originally, in the television show, it was a guy named Paul Winchell.
Oh, with Jerry Mahoney?
And if you're old, like Tom is, then you'll remember that Paul Winchell was a ventriloquist.
Yes, he was.
And
who moved his lips.
Yes, Jerry. No, he's pretty good.
Well,
anyway.
That's right. It was Edgar Bergen that moved his lips, yeah.
He also did the voice of Tigger in the Winnie the Pooh projects.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gargamel. I can hear that.
Yeah, and a lot more cartoons. But did you know that he also was an amateur inventor who developed and patented an early version of the artificial heart?
I think I've
Gargamel invented the artificial
heart. That's
right.
University of Utah researchers were working on an artificial heart of their own at the same time, and when they went to patent their design, they found out that Winchell had actually kind of scooped them on several features. Instead of fighting his patent, the scientists asked him to donate the patent to the university, and he did that. So there you are. But as you mentioned, Hank Azaria will be Gargamel in the movie. Katy Perry will be Smurfette.
Ooh, she sure will.
Now, the story.
Easy boy.
The story is that.
You like her as a blonde?
The producers
no,
of
I
the,
don't. Oh. I really don't.
The producers of the movie blindly tested voices from interviews and matched them with the character. So they did not know, in fact, that was Katy Perry. That's the story they're telling.
Right.
So.
Of course they did. Until she walked in and they said, you're hired.
Yeah, being able to go ahead and make her part of the promotional caravan probably does help a little bit. All right, here you go. Hardcore mommies will tell you that there are lots of little baby products out there that work well on grown-ups, and Red Book Magazine has discovered some to share. For instance, kids' meals, and get them before September. Because they're going to make you eat those dang apples after September.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, any Weight Watcher will tell you it's a great way to splurge a little bit without blowing your diet. Do the kids' meal thing. Grippy socks. Some people call them slipper socks, but they are basically the equivalent, it says here, of snuggies for your feet. Really.
Well, but they give you those in the hospital.
They do.
Yeah.
And they're pretty handy. Adult onesies. They're called body suits in the 1990s, and they are back in style.
Do they have snaps down in the bottom?
Yep. Well, your shirt never comes untucked,
and
they'll give ladies the nice lean silhouette, you know, as long as you fit in there. Otherwise, you know, there's a spillover. Speaking of spillover, sippy cup, a fancy water bottle, simply the adult version of the sippy cup, if you will, because, you know, you got those. Are those very big? I mean, you see them on the sport bottles, if you will. Have a little thing that you know, can lift up, and then you just put it in your mouth and squirt it into your mouth. And, you know, I don't know if that's popular or not.
Well, I mean, they've got them. I have a couple of them.
I got you. Burp cloths.
Uh-huh.
Soft.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Adorable, washable, make great napkins. And baby wipes, which makes sense. Baby wipes are good for all sorts of things.
Just you know, we had something interesting develop with the boy in burp cloths because he had a real big, he had reflux problems when he was real little.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would spit up a bunch. And so as a result, you know, and you pretty much do this anyway with a little one, you always keep a, you know, burp cloth on your shoulder.
Sure.
In case they, you know, have an accident. And as a result, because he spent so much time with his face on one of those as opposed to a blanket, he wanted burp cloths and still wants burp cloths in the bed with him instead of a blanket.
How very interesting.
Now,
do you have a pillowcase made out of a burp cloth? You're going to have to do that?
No. And the cool thing is he ain't picky either. And so we still have, you know, probably half a dozen or so. So one needs washing, fine. Throw another one in the bed with him. He's good to go.
Ain't picky is good for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
Well, now, Chase, do you recall what Tom and Judy Turbeville got you when Reagan was born?
You got me cloth diapers.
I got you cloth diapers.
Which are quite versatile.
There you go.
And it's probably some of those that my son has become attached to. So
that's right. I bet they're not, you know, in the garage where the wind chimes are. I bet you're still using
not
them,
yet.
Right? Yeah.
Let's fast forward 16 years to that awkward moment as
he comes out for a date holding a burp cloth.
I think it is. He gets to his college
dorm.
Yeah,
yeah. And the guy who got me these is dead now. But
gets out his pillowcase and has a burp cloth on top of it. His roommate goes, all right.
So it's going to be that kind of semester, huh?
Yeah. That'll teach how. That's the last time I let student housing decide who my roommate is, right?
My last words to the roommate will be, good luck.
There you go. Yours for a while.
Yep, you can have him.
There you go. All right, 818, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Alan Brugman's here this morning from the city. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
All right, what's going on in y'all's world?
Okay, we've got a couple different sign-ups. I've been talking about the Citizens Police Academy.
Right.
We're also opened up application for the Citizens Fire Academy.
Okay.
And I believe that you could probably attend both the, well, that's probably not true. The Fire Academy actually starts September.
You can, just not in the same year, huh?
Exactly. Right. Okay. That's right, yeah. The police one starts next week. We've got the Spanish one that starts on Monday, and the English one starts on Thursday.
Okay.
And the Fire Academy will start on Thursdays as well into September. So you can't complete both classes at the same time. But you can do one or the other. Police Academy, you can download the application to join at briantxpolice.com. Of course, you'll spend 10 weeks over different areas of the police department. One of the highlights I know is they get to do a building search where they get to try to find one of the officers who's hiding as a criminal.
Very good.
Which is fun. Fire Academy lasts 9 weeks. One of the highlights is that 6 of the 9 nights, the firefighters actually cook dinner for you. So that's kind of a neat little thing, I think.
Okay.
You also learn about various elements of the fire department.
Wonder if they get better food than, you know, because they got company, you know. All right, this week we got company. We get to, you know, we're going to do
better
stuff.
They may have to show off a little bit show what they can do.
Sure.
I'm sure there's some burgeoning chefs among the fire department. We also get a great opportunity at the end of that class to actually participate in a live burn day out at the Brayton Firefield at Teeks. And they get all up in the bunker gear, the helmets, and they go into a building that's on fire. So it's a pretty neat deal. You can apply for that one online. Go to briantx.gov. On the front page, we've got a little fireman logo. Click on that. It sends you to an online form. You fill it out. You hit submit, and then you're registered. So do that quickly because, well, just like the police academy, space is limited. They've got room for about 20 folks in this particular class, so sign up quickly. Coming up Friday, we've got we've been doing this Parks and Recreation Month, which is the month of July, Rock Your Park. We've got a big free concert that's going on at Sue Haswell Park Friday evening. It kicks off at 7. You can bring coolers out to the park, but we do please ask that no one brings any glass containers. No glass containers in the park. It's going to be the Rockefellas are going to be playing.
Very popular.
And this is kind of our wrap-up event for the month of July, which was Parks and Recreation Month, which is Parks and Recreation Month. For more details on that, you can go to briantx.gov as well. And last, I wanted to mention, if there's any golfers out there, which I'm sure there are, Sunday afternoon, we've got a special at the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. If you want to bring a kid 18 years and under, they will play for free between the hours of 1 and 4 on Sunday afternoon. So if you want to have your kiddo out there and playing golf with you, take them this Sunday, Bryan Municipal Golf Course, and they play for free.
Price is right. Can't beat
that. That is right.
All right. All that information on the website?
It is correct. BryanTX.gov.
All right. Good. Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Visit with the folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
commercial services.
A math-only learning center is coming soon. Mathnasium helps kids leap ahead in their math class. Now, Mathnasium is focused on teaching kids in a way that they understand. They understand that there are kids out there that love math, and some not so much. The core of Mathnasium's method of teaching is the result of 35 years of research. It starts with basics, but their expertise goes all the way up to calculus. Mathnasium gets kids engaged and thinking using different methods, including a healthy dose of fun, so that kids' attitude about math can change. Mathnasium teaches your child non-routine problem solving, which can be valuable for high achievers in all sorts of things, inside math and out. So here's a number for you to call to get more information, 774-2939, 774-2939, or you can visit their website, mathnasium.com, to find out about this. A math-only learning center coming soon, 774-2939, or visit mathnasium.com. Mathnasium makes math make sense. Time now for the Dow Jones Money Report. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance Agency. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnikin with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com. Or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Encouragement on employment. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The weekly jobs report is giving Wall Street something to feel good about instead of focusing on the debt issue. The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits tumbled by 24,000 last week to the lowest level in almost 4 months. The number of new claims is now below the 400,000 level for the first time since April. Economists generally think the economy is adding more jobs than it's losing once the weekly claims figure falls below that key level. The Dow fell nearly 200 points yesterday, but it looks like stocks could bounce today. The Dow Jones Industrials, rather the Dow Jones Futures, are up 33 points. NASDAQ Futures up by 11. A couple of big electronics companies posted quarterly losses. Sony and Nintendo are both cutting their outlook for the year. Plus, Nintendo is lowering the price of its 3DS game console by nearly half. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested, because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Save money now and get the reliability of Suddenlink for your business. Call today and find out about business phone from Suddenlink. Unlimited starts as low as $39.95, which includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, plus caller ID, call waiting, three-way calling, and a whole lot more. And, you know, you can save even more because you can bundle it up with your Suddenlink business high-speed internet as well. Chat online support is also available for you through MySuddenlinkBusiness.com. So why not give them a call at 903-939-7245 and find out how you can save up to 30% versus the phone company. Get email delivery of your voicemail. Customize the calling features to help improve your efficiency. And remember, you're not restricted to a specific number of lines when you use Suddenlink business phone service. So join more than 60,000 businesses trusting the stability and reliability of Suddenlink. Suddenlink business phone service and Suddenlink business high-speed internet. to make sure that you are as efficient as you can be at a cost that won't surprise you because you'll know what it is. Get your phone bill, have it handy, and call Regina or one of her team at 903-939-7245 and find out how Suddenlink business phone service and high-speed internet can save you money.
Well, if you don't think the new school year is just about upon us, consider this. On Monday, it'll be the first fish camp. That's right. This is the opportunity, of course, long tradition for Texas A&M freshmen to find out all about Texas A&M. Fish Camp, a series of four-day camps during which the new Aggies spend time with upperclassmen who have volunteered as camp counselors. We want to thank the people at the Texas A&M News and Information Services for passing along this information to us. The vast majority of the incoming freshman class, that'll number about 8,000, will attend one of this year's seven sessions of Fish Camp. Organizers say the new students arrive at camp kind of unsure of what to expect and what will be expected of them, but by the time they leave, well, they are the newest members of the Aggie family, and they know a whole lot more than when they came. Members of the first Fish Camp, that'll be the class of 2015, will gather on Monday outside Reed Arena, where they'll be welcome to Aggie Land, and then they'll board buses to travel to the East Texas Piney Woods encampment near Palestine. During their time at the camp, the new students are going to learn about Aggie traditions, the university's core values, integrity, excellence, leadership, loyalty, respect, and selfless service. All of that. And they'll also learn about the university's 800 student organizations, how to join them, how to find the help that they may need while on campus, and much more. So they're not just babes in the woods. Those woods get a little bit cleared out for these freshmen during Fish Camp. By the time they leave, many of the students will have formed some lasting friendships that'll last throughout their college career and even beyond. More than 1,000 counselors, crew, and staff members have been working since last October to create a special experience for the members of the class of 2015. Each session has six individual camps, and each camp has a namesake. These namesakes are individuals nominated by the student and chosen by a committee of students, so it is considered an honor to be selected as a Fish Camp namesake. Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton is a camp namesake this year, and he'll spend nearly a week with the new students attending the camp that's named in his honor. For a list of the individuals honored by having their names associated with camp, you can go to fishcamp.tamu.edu. Thanks to Tura King at the Texas A&M News and Information Services for passing along this information to us. Yep, the school year is about to begin. Fish Camp starts Monday. I'm Tom Turpinville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:30, 82 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 102. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The report of one child being molested ended with a Bryan man going to prison for sex crimes against three young girls. 39-year-old Rafael Cruz Ombres was convicted of indecency with a child. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Capps says that victim was attacked when she was between the ages of 5 and 14. Cap says that became known during a Bryan police investigation the summer before last involving a second victim.
And in the course of investigating that offense, Detective Loop was able to uncover evidence of this continuous and systematic abuse of another victim throughout the 1990s. And in the course of his investigation, was able to confront the defendant and in interview with the facts that he learned in his investigation, and the defendant admitted his conduct.
He was eventually sentenced to 17 years in prison. Cruz then admitted to the crimes against the other victims in exchange for the girls and their families not going through two more trials. All of Cruz's punishment will be served at the same time. Capps says the victim's family supported that recommendation. Well into his second year on College Station City Council, Jess Field says there's been some movement to reduce City Hall red tape. Fields thinks more can be done, though. One example is helping small business owners who want to remodel.
I think that there needs to be some allowance there for flexibility within what can and can't be improved. That's a very simple kind of change, but it doesn't have to be, again, anarchy to just be pro-growth. You know, if you allow people to make some reasonable changes to their business, that's not crazy. I mean, that's common sense. So moving more in that direction, I think, is a positive. And again, as I said, and I've said this since I got on council, I feel like the council's moving more in that direction. And so that's a big positive for our citizens.
Another area involves housing developments.
For example, we limit the number of cul-de-sacs that you can build when somebody's developing a neighborhood because we want continuity. But really, if you're thinking about it, if somebody builds a neighborhood off of the city, kind of an offshoot like Pebble Creek is, you know, Pebble Creek's not a key to continuity in the city College Station. What would be wrong with a neighborhood like that having more cul-de-sacs?
Field says he doesn't want to swing the pendulum too far the other way, where there are concerns, in his words, of developers running amok. One of the ways next year's proposed budget for the city of Bryan is going to end up with a surplus without raising the property tax levy is reducing the amount spent on capital projects. Interim City Manager Keene Register told City Council they're proposing to spend $3 million in that area.
My preference would not be to increase the debt issuance, and that every dollar we increase on that side, we have to cut another dollar from the general fund. We're just too close on the reserve requirement right now, so that's why we tried to keep it at the $3 million level. It'd be great if we could go borrow $8 million or $4 million, but I just don't think it's realistic to do that right now.
Most of this week's workshop discussion was generated by Councilman Mike Sutherland, who questioned Public Works Director Jason Barfneck about why millions of dollars were dropped from other projects in favor of funding the extension of Health Science Center Parkway and a freeway-style exit at Highway 47.
What benefit do we gain by building that extension and participating in that bridge that overshadows getting rid of some of these other projects?
The city can put in $1 million and get a $9 or $10 million bridge. Seems like a pretty good investment at this point in time. May open up that corridor for future development.
Bryan's share of the bridge is $1 million, plus another $3 million going toward the Parkway extension. TxDOT is expected to award that project this December. And forecasters say Tropical Storm Don in the southern Gulf of Mexico is tracking toward southeast Texas and is expected to make landfall late Friday. The National Hurricane Center says it does not appear the storm will strengthen into a hurricane and should make landfall north of Corpus Christi with rains of about 1 to 2 inches. Forecasters say that still won't be enough to bring enough rain, or still won't be enough to bring a halt to the drought. We might get a little rain out of that storm system, but then again, only a slight chance of it right now. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 82 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a reason that Prosperity Bank has been voted the best bank in the Brazos Valley for 2 years running. The real bankers at Prosperity, no banking and no business. Texas-based, Texas strong. Prosperity is committed to helping Texas business owners take advantage of opportunities for growth and is making loans right now. Thanks for voting Prosperity Bank the best of the Brazos Valley for 2009-2010. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, prosperitybanktx.com.
For 4 days only, you are the star. Walk away with huge savings at Ashley Furniture Home Store of College Station's Red Carpet Savings event. Get up to 20% savings on your entire purchase paid with cash, check, or credit card. And there will be special interest-free financing available as well. And for the first time ever, save an incredible 25% on all accessories. The Red Carpet Savings event is 4 days only, Friday, July 20th through Monday, August 1st at Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station. Be the star, shine under the lights, and get the furniture you've been waiting for. See store for
right
details.
At 65 years, Acme Glass has been helping you out when you need glass and you want glass. And that's expanded in many, many ways over the years. Of course, the glass products have changed in and of themselves. And if you are needing glass, that's usually when most folks will call Acme Glass, because there's some sort of an emergency situation, whether there's safety or security or both involved. And for that reason, Acme Glass responds, and they respond quickly. Now, makes common sense. If it's on a piece of farm equipment or some sort of machinery that can't be brought into town, Acme Glass will go to you and they'll fix that piece of glass. But, you know, that's true now for just everyday folks and their everyday vehicles. You are so busy that you need to have installation done on site. Well, Acme Glass will be more than happy to do that. Now, on the other side, and that is maybe for your home or your business that you're going to be doing some remodeling or maybe some build out, Acme Glass has tons of experience when it comes to that as well. If you have some ideas that you'd like see put into reality, then Acme Glass can do that. Or if you want to get some ideas from them, Acme Glass will be glad to show you some of the work that they've done, both residentially and commercially here in the Brazos Valley and beyond. That's what happens when you have 65 years of experience. You've done a lot of work in a lot of different ways, and they'll be glad to show that to you. Remember, they're open a half day on Saturday. That makes it convenient for you, too. In downtown Bryan on Main Street and across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's goal to provide you with an excellent purchase and ownership experience. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
I'll do some weather now. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, it's hot once again with mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures during this afternoon near 100, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. A few clouds during tonight, low temperature upper 70s. Tomorrow, mostly mid-90s with periods of clouds and sun, a slight chance of thunderstorms, and perhaps a bit of tropical moisture moving in for Friday night and Saturday, so a lot of clouds then with a risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and not quite as hot, middle 70s Friday night and around 90 on Saturday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have a winner. We have a winner. Chicago Man has been crowned the U.S. American Air Guitar Champ and will now compete in the Air Guitar World Championships that are held, of course, in Finland. Justin Howard won the Guitar Pantomime Contest to qualify for next month's competition. Does he get airfare to Finland, or does he have to pay his own way? It included that will include competitors from 20 countries. He performs under the name of Nordic Thunder.
Of course he does.
Yeah. He's a four-time winner of the Chicago Regional Championship. So let's say that you own a pub.
A pub.
And you've decided you're going to have Nordic Thunder show up. I mean, is there a long contract that's
signed? Ladies and gentlemen, Nordic Thunder.
Well, I think even before we get there.
Sorry.
What does he expect to be in the green room? You know, as he prepares for his
what's on his manifesto?
Yeah, exactly. You know, does he need a limo to get him to the venue? Does he actually carry out a guitar case, or is it an invisible guitar case? I mean, if you think about that, if we're playing air guitar, would you in fact have a guitar case that you could see? And then, as Chase was pointing out, how are you introduced? And how do the people know if you screw up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because do they check your fretting to make sure that you're right? I mean, do they that?
They might. Well, you know. I mean, what else do you have to look at? I mean, if you're an expert guitarist, you got to look at their fretting.
Nonetheless, we've got that. How's this for you? What's it really like to be a Muslim in America? Just announced TLC reality series, All-American Muslim. We'll debut in November to try to answer that question. It'll follow five Muslim families.
Here's the story of a Muslim family.
Very nice.
Yeah.
In Dearborn, Michigan, home of the largest mosque. Guess we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I think there's going to be stress involved. What do you think?
Could well be. Uh-huh. Yeah, could be. Somebody followed me home from school. So, butter cows, two-headed calves, stuff on a stick, seven-fingered ride workers. Our country's county fairs and festivals are getting ready to get going. But in 1893, Chicago's World's Fair may have started it all. This is the granddaddy of all events. 750,000 people showed up in one day. Some of the stuff they had at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893: a suspension bridge built of soap.
You first.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be slick? What if it rained?
I don't know. I'm not sure how big it was. A giant map of the United States made of pickles.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah.
A full-scale knight on a horseback sculptured out of prunes. And a copy of the Statue of Liberty carved from a block of salt. I'm wondering if the knight on horseback actually was sculpted out of plums. And then as time went on, of course, it became prunes.
Mm, I don't know.
Not sure about that. Can't be sure. So then there's the story of the woman who was suing JetBlue because the flight supervisor asked if she was wearing underwear.
Melinda Knowles of New York.
You can't ask that.
Suing JetBlue after an airline employee waved a walkie-talkie up between her legs and demanded to know if she was wearing underwear.
Oh, gee.
What?
Yeah. She was apparently wearing short shorts underneath the long shirt.
I see. I see what's going on. Still doesn't make it acceptable,
no,
but
it doesn't.
I see what's going on.
Even after showing that she was wearing clothes under the T-shirt, Ms. Knowles said the pilot refused to take off with her on the airplane.
What?
How does that work?
Well, it's pilot's call.
Yeah, I guess so. Once they're on the old plane. So just saying. Hey, file this under things that we might have already known, but confirmation by science now. Scientific studies revealed that Mondays do indeed suck.
How much we pay for that?
Yeah. Findings of the study backed by Marmite. What is Marmite? Have any idea? Let's Google Marmite.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right. M-A-R-M-I-T-E. I have no idea what they are. We may be in for peril, but we'll
M-A-R-M-I-T-E.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If only there were some place where we could go to do that. Indicate that many people don't smile on Mondays until almost lunchtime.
According to Wikipedia, Marmite, I guess, is very similar to Vegemite.
Oh, well. Wow.
Similar food spreads.
Sounds like that's something else I wouldn't be interested
made
in
made from
trying.
Yeast extract.
Of course it is.
And British version of the product is a sticky, dark brown paste with a distinctive, powerful flavor, which is extremely salty and savory. Other similar products are the Australian Vegemite and the Swiss Cinevis.
So, in other words, this is a it's a coagulated product of some type, right?
Yeah, it looks
I'm thinking, go ahead and get some of that, melt it, and pour it on your popcorn at the movie theater.
Ooh.
I mean, if it's kind of salty.
You first.
And then you can lick your fingers when you're done.
Sure.
Yeah. Rub on your jeans.
Savory, is that what they said?
Yeah, salty and savory.
Oh, yeah, that's that sounds fun. Yeah. So anyway, well, if you're eating that garbage, of course you're not going to be smiling until noon on Monday. Mondays also tend to be fairly unproductive, with only about 1 and 1.5 hours of actual work getting done. And those in the 45 to 54-year-old demographic will moan about this for 12 minutes on Mondays, making it the most susceptible day to suck. So people get to work and they complain about it being Monday? Is that it? Remember that song, Just Another Manic Monday?
Yeah,
that's a long time ago. Yeah. All right, so I wish this was a real show. It's not. It's a promotional video for DirecTV. Have you seen this? And it looks like a movie trailer. It's called Football Cops with Peyton and Eli Manning starring as football cops.
Hmm.
In the opening scene, Eli kills a man by firing a football directly into his chest cavity. In the trailer,
nice.
Yeah, the Mannings hunt down a gun-toting bad guy with a couple of footballs, some mustaches, and their laser rocket arms to protect him. And Eli's dad, Archie, of course, he gets in there and makes a mini-appearance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they wanted him to be sure and make some money. So there you go. Yeah, it's for the folks who have I guess it's probably on YouTube someplace. It's a DirecTV thing called Football Cops, starring the boys Manning.
In case of an accident, remember this. George's Paint and Body, one of the largest independent body shops in town, has been repairing vehicles from minor dings to major collisions for over 28 years. At George's Paint and Body, you will be on your way in no time with their fast, free, computerized estimates. Plus, they accept all insurance company estimates. George's Paint and Body on 32nd Street behind McDonald's on Texas Avenue in Bryan.
We meet by accident at George's Paint and Body.
If you're looking for the best, and you should always be looking for the best, look no further than the Eye Care Center. I'm Dr. Belinda Dobson. At the Eye Care Center, our staff proudly offers the most cutting-edge technology in the Brazos Valley. With our highly specialized team of doctors and revolutionary equipment, it's easy to see why when people want the best in the Brazos Valley, they come see us at the Eye Care Center. Get the best service from the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. The Eye Care Center, 779-2020, or visit your eye care.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, about 14 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Where's the Dow right now? How's that doing?
Yeah, they said it was going to be up a little bit.
Yeah, well,
the future was.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty ugly out there.
Yeah, almost 200 points down.
Yeah, down 198, so we'll see. It's all about what the boys and girls do up there in D.C. No winner in Wednesday night's Powerball lottery.
Mm-hmm.
That means that Saturday night, $133 million played in 44 states, D.C. and the Virgin Islands. Chance of winning $195.2 million to one, but, you know, go ahead and do that. All five numbers plus the Powerball, it can be yours. All right, so who among us doesn't remember the Nirvana album, Nevermind? Okay, remember the little kid swimming? It's mm-hmm. the naked baby. Well, the image of the naked baby in the pool was put up on the band's fan page yesterday to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the album. But Facebook executives decided the photo violated the site's terms of service that prohibit nudity.
Ah.
So they took it down. The baby is now 20 years old, named Spencer Eldon. There, you'll probably need to know that one of these days. Who was that baby on Nirvana's Nevermind album? Said, quite a few people in the world have seen my privates, so that's kind of cool. Well, I guess so, Spencer. But after all,
he's 20.
Yeah. And what is Spencer's claim to fame now? That's a great pickup line, probably, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, trying to pick up chicks there.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Hey,
yeah.
Pole dancing classes for seven-year-olds, a British fitness group, isn't just teaching classes for seven-year-olds, but also posting photos of them on the web. That's right. Short shorts, crop tops, vests, and they're pole hugging.
Ooh.
Parents must agree.
Ooh.
No, these are seven-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Stop it.
I was going to say.
Parents must agree before the images are posted. What difference does that make? Come on. Not like parents don't put their kiddos into unusual situations. Go ahead and out there and dance, honey. Yeah, do that. That'd be fine.
That's right.
Toddlers and tiaras.
You'll grow up nicely. Yeah.
Lots of outrage, as you might expect, but instructors at the school insist there's nothing rude going on. And the photos are not inappropriate. I teach pole fitness, said an instructor. Nothing else. I've never received any complaints. What's your daughter doing? She's in a pole fitness class. Really?
Well, just give her a jungle gym.
See
instead,
how that plays.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, I promised an Olsen twin story. There's a rumor that a prequel to Sex and the City will be made with the Olsen twins' younger sister. Do you know her name? Do you know? I asked you three times.
Billie Joe.
Elizabeth.
Oh.
Elizabeth Olsen. She will play a young Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, wow.
So, oh. I don't know who that is.
He's
but
a
anyway.
Dumb quarterback. Oh, no, that's Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's his twin sister.
Yeah. Carole King. This is kind of interesting. Carole King is going to release a Christmas album.
I guess I would have thought she would have done that by now.
Yeah. It's called Holiday Carol with an E. Okay. Release date will be November 1st. Yeah. Carole sings traditional holiday tunes like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, as well as songs that she wrote for the album. Also, though, she does a Hanukkah prayer, which you would expect based on her faith. So there you go.
See,
there
I don't. That's why I don't like to buy a lot of Christmas albums, even if I like the artist, because inevitably they do something on there that they wrote.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, eh.
Yeah, well, but she's written some pretty good stuff. Again, it's been a while. It has been a while since Carole King has. But, you know, when you got Tapestry, that's...
And she's still making money off of
it. It's weathered pretty well, yeah.
Yeah.
She does tours every once in a while with James Taylor.
Yes, she does.
Two old
people they've been hobbling up on stage.
They've
been together a while doing stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, so I mentioned this to Chase. I'll mention it to you on the air. You've talked about Crossroads, that show, before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just watched one that was...
Who was it?
Steve Miller.
Oh.
And Kenny Chesney.
And Kenny Chesney. Pretty good.
Pretty, yeah. Well, if you're our age, it is. It hits just right there in the corner.
Yeah. Really good one is Jimmy Buffett and Zach Brown Band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's nominee for our Criminal Mastermind of the Week goes to Joseph Snyder of Abbeville, Louisiana. Police came to his home looking for him because he'd failed to appear in court on a stolen vehicle charge. And what he did was he hid in the chimney of a nearby building. Sounds rather clever, except it was 27 years ago.
It's another Christmas story.
He was 22.
Oh, he's no longer
knowing
anything.
He hid so well, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he won't have to be.
Is that it? That's it for him,
That's the end of the story, yeah.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger.
Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's a great time to save at Sterling Auto Group. Drive home in this 2011 GMC Terrain for only $299 a month. Or get this 2011 GMC Acadia for only $379 a month. Or this 2011 GMC Yukon for only $489 a month. Three great options to save at Sterling Auto Group. Visit us at 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway between Briarcrest and University Drive or at sterlingautogroup.net.
Sterling makes it easy.
It's 8:53, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time now for a regular feature here on our show.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Mythbusters. We don't quite get to that level. We do Misconception Busters, okay?
Yeah, it is regular.
Because, I mean, a Mythbuster is really bigger. Misconception, we feel like, is a little more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
For instance, you should drink at least 8 glasses of water per day to stay properly hydrated.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Not true.
Not true?
No.
How many?
Well, some people say that the reason it started was back in 1945 when the Food and Nutrition Board recommended approximately 1 milliliter for each calorie of food. And, of course, nobody in U.S. America knew what a milliliter was in 1945. Anyway, came out to about 2 to 2.5 quarts a day. So they trace it back to that. But, in fact, there were doctors in the 1700s in Europe who practiced natural medicine, which said drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. So could be that.
Yeah, in 1945, they were also telling you, and make sure you only smoke Chesterfield cigarettes, too. Right.
Yes, yeah, but the T-zone. Remember the doctor standing there?
Yeah,
yes,
the T-zone.
I can feel it in my T-zone.
That's right.
All right.
Anyway,
your body uses more calories to digest certain types of foods, thus they are negative calorie foods. That ain't true. Like, I mean, you always hear that celery was like, -3 calories because it took so much energy to do that. There's no such thing, obviously, as a negative calorie.
Well, good. Another reason for me not to eat celery.
That's right. You lose body heat faster through your head than the rest of your body. This misconception, popularized by the U.S. American Army, in their survival manual in the 1960s, they conducted studies to test loss of body heat in extremely cold temperatures. The results of those tests ended up giving rise to the section of the book stating you could lose 40 to 45% of your body heat from an unprotected head. Once you hear the whole story, you understand why. The rest of the body was wrapped up in coats and pants.
Uh-oh.
If your head was bare, of course more heat is going to come out of there. The Super Bowl is watched by over 1 billion people. This misconception comes from the fact that the Super Bowl is broadcast to around 225 countries, with about 1 billion people in those countries having access to the broadcast. This quickly became misconstrued by the media so that they could say 1 million people were listening to Dick Enberg do the game in like 1940 or whatever. Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year.
Wrong.
No. In fact, it's not even in the top 5. Though it has,
really?
Yeah, but it has cracked that in the last few years. The biggest shopping day of the year is nearly always the Saturday before Christmas, except for a few occasions where it typically is a Thursday or Friday before Christmas when Christmas falls on a weekend day. Ever heard that if you touch a baby bird, the parents will abandon it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, not sure. Birds basically have a pretty bad sense of smell. And they really couldn't notice if there was human smell on the
It might dive bomb you if you touch it, though.
Could be.
That happened to me one time.
That's a dive bombed?
No, I found out how angry mockingbirds can get.
Angry mockingbirds. Mm-hmm. That sounds like it'd be a good video game.
Really. Yeah, really. Yeah. I should have taken the cue then, but that was 20 years ago.
Did it grab your hair with its talons? Is that what it
No, did? But it was flapping furiously right in front of my face. And pretty much, I was like, ah.
Oh, so, man, thought you were in a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah. You know, it sounded like Shemp and ran away.
Here's our Craigslist ad for today.
Yeah.
It's a real ad. Headline is Jedi Knight needed to induce labor.
Really?
I'm nearing towards my due date, and I am miserable.
Is this the knight that's pregnant?
No, it's the knight that's needed.
Yeah. I see.
My child is about 9 pounds now, and I still have 2 weeks to go. I was hoping that tonight's full moon would do the trick, but this child is as snug as a bug. I'm looking for someone who possesses Jedi powers to use their mind tricks on my child to convince him to come out early. The sooner the better.
Just jump off a curb.
If you're a master in the ways of the Jedi, please help me. Please.
Old school health professionals might recommend castor oil.
Oh, yeah. But I like the jumping up and down, too.
Yeah.
You could do a trampoline if you want to. Mm-hmm. Up and down.
That's right.
Up and down. Up and down. Whee! Whee! Work out fun.
That's right. Or pour vinegar on it this week.
A bowl of ice creams, a serving of mac and cheese, a plate of chocolate chip cookies. Mm. We know.
Yeah.
Fatty comfort foods.
Mm. Chocolate chip cookies right now. Just warm.
They can bust up a bad mood. But new research from Belgium.
Don't.
Yeah, research, no, gives new insight into why. Turns out
they're delicious.
Yeah, there may be more at play than your usual psychological effects of seeing the ice cream. See the ice cream. Be the ice cream. The study suggests that the fatty acid itself in those foods helps to decrease the sad emotions.
Well, let's isolate that and the flavor and put that in cottage cheese, you know, since it's probably a little bit healthier.
I was going to say, would that get you on the cottage cheese?
No, because it's definitely a textural thing for me with cottage cheese. Because cottage cheese essentially has no flavor.
Yeah.
And it's just that whole curd thing. And
yeah, you're right. You got to put stuff on it.
Why not get the fatty acid and just rub it on your arms, you know?
Oh, yeah.
See, that
soak it in.
Yeah, take it in that
transdermal
way. Transdermally taking in your fatty acids. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
City of Miami was incorporated. 1896, population of 206 people, and David Caruso wasn't there yet. 1914, Harry Fox and his orchestra introduced a new dance at the New Amsterdam Roof Garden in New York City. In 1914, it became known as...
Charleston?
The Harry Fox Trot. No, just the Fox Trot. Sorry.
Oh.
1939, Judy Garland recorded Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the biggest songs of the century. And in 1945, pretty dramatic stuff, when a U.S. Army B-25 bomber crashed into the 79th floor of the Empire State Building. Killing 14, injured 26.
Yeah, angered that ape, too.
Left a bint on it. All right, you got 45 seconds.
Joe Pesci packed on 30 pounds for a $3 million role he was promised in an upcoming Gotti movie, but he's suing now because he was given a lesser part for only $1 million. He wants the $3 million back, so he's suing on that. And Nicole Sheridan played Edie on Desperate Housewives. Well, she's going to have a completely opposite kind of role.